Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're already into week number two. Broadcast week number two into the new year, 2010. It is Monday, the 11th day of January, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, as we are every weekday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Now, I do have some guests coming up towards the end of the show today on Bankergate, or Bankstergate, as I am dubbing it. But I want to, out of the gates, open the show up, but I'm specifically telling listeners. That I, in the first hour, want to talk about one of three things, because I want to try to put the focus on these three things to get a grassroots salvo launched. Now, we did this together with many other patriots and freedom lovers and justice lovers with Copenhagen and torpedoed that key global governance summit. And we torpedoed their swine flu hype. It is now all over the mainstream media the last 2 weeks that record numbers of people refused to take the vaccine. The government tried to force it in several test states. That blew up in their face legally. That fell apart. And I've been meaning to cover those stories. I've been so focused on the government takeover of healthcare, on the naked body scanners going in. That now is in trouble. But if we keep pressing, we will defeat it. There are so many things that if we focus on them together, it can cause a chain reaction in the alternative media that breaks into the mainstream media. And when we focus on something, we're able together to really knock a dent in the New World Order skull. So I want to try to focus on three subjects. The big one that we need to get rolling is Bankstergate. That's what I'm calling it. Some are calling it Timmygate with Tim Geithner, but he's only one of the crooks involved in all of this activity. I want to go over the latest developments with Bankstergate. For those that don't know what's going on, this broke last Thursday, Friday, and throughout the weekend. And then I want to open the phones up on Bankstergate, on the government takeover of healthcare that's destroying the Democratic Party in front of everyone's eyes, because they're bought and paid for. It doesn't matter if almost all of their constituents on the right and left are against it. They've been bought and paid for. They're going ahead with it. That's in conference committee. Could go out to the president's desk any day. So, again, the takeover of health care, Bankstergate, and the naked body scanners. We need to focus on all three of those issues. And more coming to the fore. We have the situation unfolding and developing and percolating with attacks on Iran, expanded war in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, and, of course, Yemen. So you're welcome to call in about that subject. But those are the subjects. Bankstergate, government takeover of healthcare, naked body scanners, and the empire's wish to start new wars. We're at least going to talk about that in the first and second hour, because we need to focus on this. We need to brainstorm about it. We need to talk about criminal charges from the grand jury level at the state level. You know, if the feds won't go after these bankers because they're in the hip pocket of them, we can have the state grand juries do it. Governor Elliot Spitzer, a year and a half ago, said he was going to go after the bankers and pointed out the fraud at AIG. And you notice he was under full FBI surveillance. Anybody with power is under full FBI surveillance. And they knew about his penchant for hot hookers. And they torpedoed him quick. They know the power of the state going after these people at the state level. And that was a warning shot to anybody that tries to go after these crooks that are squatting on top of the Republic, literally drinking up its last pints of blood. Either we stop the bankers or we go into total enslavement. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I told the listeners of this radio broadcast that in the new year we were going to make some changes here on the radio show. Namely, when I do open the phones up, I am going to not attempt, I am going to succeed in actually taking your phone calls. And yesterday I took 36 phone calls in my 2-hour abbreviated Sunday broadcast. And today I want to take no less than at least 50. Now we do have Wayne Madsen joining us on a host of breaking investigative journalism coups that he has successfully carried out in the last month. And, of course, among that, we'll also get his take on Tim Geithner Gate, as some are calling it. I'm calling it Bankster Gate. We can't just focus in on Timmy Geithner and his clear criminal activity. And we've seen Ed Schultz saying, looks like the White House is in trouble on this. We've seen Judge Napolitano. Come out and say that this clearly looks like it is criminal. And the reason that's important is when you have both Fox and MSNBC on multiple reports I've seen, and I'm not even paying attention, coming out and telling the truth about this, it means the bankers are in trouble. They are the New World Order. They are the real government. They are the people who fund all the phony environmentalist movements because they want to seize our land and property in receivership. They are the folks funding the establishment of a private world government and the carbon tax. They are the people that run Northcom and Homeland Security. They are the people turning the Western world into a high-tech police state grid so that they can carry out their criminal activities successfully and not end up going to prison for it. They've passed the point of no return in October of 2008. They are going for broke. Either they win and completely dominate us and bankrupt us so badly that we're like North Koreans or Mexicans, so poor, so destitute that everybody basically goes on welfare and under the control of the state, and where systemic corruption and the kleptocracy of government becomes the norm. America is in a flux period right now. The globalists are trying to form the world into their image of corruption and tyranny. They're very strong during this period, but they're also very weak during this period because they have revealed themselves. They have shown the planet who they are and what they are. For those that don't know what Bankergate is, it's old news to this audience, but new news to the world. The Obama deception, with precision, names the criminals and the exact crimes committed. These are not secrets. Fall of the Republic, in 2 hours and 24 minutes, details part two of that saga with absolute total precision. And I'd love to toot my horn, but it's not hard. The crimes are out in the open. It's like someone murdering their wife on their front lawn with a shotgun with 100 neighbors watching. There's no debating what happened here. There's no discussion of what happened here. It's like the mad shooter on the UT Tower. Hundreds of witnesses that he was the guy up there doing the shooting. Millions of witnesses, the paper trail. It's on the record what the private Federal Reserve has done and what its private counterparts in Europe and the rest of the world have done. So coming up at the start of the next hour, I'm going to break down all the facets, all the details of Bankstergate. I'm calling it Bankstergate. If we allow the media to call it Timmygate or Geithnergate, as it's now being called, that will limit it to Tim Geithner, and then they'll just have him step down, I would guess, sometime before the midterm elections coming up in the next 8 months, 9-10 months. So, we need to identify that he is only one of the technicians, one of the bagmen engaged in this. Yes, he was the head of the New York Fed. Yes, it's on record that he ordered the New York Fed lawyers to tell AIG and other recipients of the trillions of dollars to not tell the public who they were giving the money to. Again, from the start and in the Obama deception and in Fall of the Republic, we point out AIG and the $200+ billion it got alone and the $50 billion to four European banks, and the list goes on, that it wasn't even about the CEOs getting bonuses. The media only focused on that. It was about the shareholders and about the other brokers and bankers, and it was about the companies that AIG and other holding companies paid out to. AIG was the holding company for the biggest payout of bonus money. It was the front that they said was insolvent so that it could then pay out the money to Timmy Geithner and to Henry Paulson and others. You want to talk about criminality. We have Geithner. We have Ben Bernanke. We have Henry Paulson. We have them all testifying before Congress over and over and over again in the Ethics Committee, in the House Banking Committee, in the Senate Banking Committee, over and over and over. And we have the boil downs of that in both my films on this. And all they did was come up and say, we're not going to tell you where the trillions are. And all these different congressmen, Grayson and others, by the way, let's get Grayson back on. Grayson, Paul, Stern, the list goes on and on. Senator Sanders, they all said, where is the money? Where is the money? And who did you give the money to? And they all said, I won't tell you. I won't tell you. I won't tell you. In fact, we need to get some of those clips out of the films and play them on air today. There's just so much corruption. It's like putting on a court case every day here. There's so much evidence. I mean, how do you expose it all? But you've all heard the clips. You've all seen it. It's been on the news as well. We'll play some of those coming up later. Saying over and over again, we won't tell you. Now, why is that important? We have Timmy Geithner. We have Ben Bernanke. We have Paulson. We have Summers. We have Rubin. We have Greenspan. All of these culprits involved in the crime together over the last 20 years. All saying over and over again on record, we will not tell the public where the money went. And we have them in testimony saying they've ordered the banks and regulatory agencies not to tell people. Then Bloomberg kind of startled them, caught them, got them into a lie. Normally they just stonewall and say it's their right to do it, which obviously it's illegal out in the open. But they just go on about their business like a thief robbing your television set and jewelry right in front of you. And you pull up at your house and they're walking out with big screen TVs in their hands. And you say, what are you doing robbing me? And they said, oh, this is the wrong house. We were called here. We're movers. And then you run into the house to see what's missing. And when you come out, they're gone. But Bloomberg came out Thursday with the headline that Tim Geithner's New York Fed ordered AIG to not release the information to the federal government or the public or to other agencies of who was being paid the money, namely Goldman Sachs. And so for the last year and a half, they've been saying, we won't tell you where the money went, over and over and over again. And then now the White House got startled. Gibbs on Friday, we're going to play this clip coming up later, the White House got startled into openly lying and saying, no, Tim Geithner never knew about these emails from his New York Fed that he headed up. The New York Fed is the only Fed with any power. It calls all the shots administratively. He never told or had no knowledge of AIG being told not to say where the bonuses went when he's on record in all these House and Senate testimony hearings admitting he told him not to. He is caught red-handed in perjury before the House and Senate. Now, that's the headlines I need from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net. And I've asked Kurt Nimmo, and I've asked Steve Watson, and I've asked Paul Watson, and I've asked Aaron Dykes, who are the greatest guys on the planet. They work around the clock. I've asked them, in notes I've sent them, to put together the articles along this line, because this is the line that nobody else is pointing out. We have these people dead to rights. We have them dead in our sights. We're fully loaded. Like 100 submarines lined up with torpedoes in the chute. We've got the enemy aircraft carrier 1,000 yards away from us. Flood those torpedo chutes and fire weapons now. I've been screaming fire weapons since Friday. And I know all the other talk show hosts and writers listen to me. I don't care who fires torpedoes. I've given you the facts and how to sink these people. Fire weapons! Fire! What are we waiting for? Fire! He needs to be indicted right now for perjury. All of them need to be. We could bring these people down right now. They're not invincible. But the police, the military, the juries, the grand juries, everybody just stands around afraid to take these people on. I'm putting my life at risk doing this. Thank God I don't have any skeletons in the closet like Governor Spitzer with hookers, or that'd be on the news right now. But if they have to, they'll make stuff up. They're trying to go after Ron Paul, calling him an anti-Semite, trying to shut him down, exposing these people. But they've got a problem now. There's too many people telling the truth. There's too many people that see what's going on out in the open. Now, we literally have got our guns trained on these people, and nobody's opening fire. Well, I'm opening fire in the info war right now. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Fire at will. Flood those torpedo tubes and launch, 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 launch. More strategy coming up next hour. Your calls out of the gates. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Perfect timing. The House has passed the bill to audit the Fed. Its criminality is being exposed on a grand scale. Next hour, I'm going to break it down, put out the strategy to bring these people down. We can do it. Go into your phone calls right now. Mark in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Alex?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Mark in Florida. How are you doing?
Fine, go ahead.
Alex, this is not. This is a bit off the subject. I've developed or invented a program that allows that encrypts email messages.
Mark, I got to let you go. You know, I specifically at the start of the show said four subjects people I want people to call in about. Mainly Bankstergate. I mean, almost every other day of the year, it's wide open phones, whatever you want. But I say, self-govern yourselves. I want to talk about Bankstergate. And what you think should be done to these bankers robbing us blind. I mean, we have no future if we don't stop these people. Or I said the government takeover of healthcare or the naked body scanners or how they're gearing up for all these new wars. I specifically said only on those subjects, Mark. Frank in New York. Frank, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I wanted to discuss briefly the geopolitics of Yemen, which will be our newest theater of battle, I would assume, under Obama.
Yes. And it's on subject. Go ahead.
Yemen is primarily viewed by the United States as dominated by China and Russia in the economies as well as with military hardware.
And that's why AFRICOM is moving into Africa to block that as well.
Correct. And also the fact that for the last 30 years, South Yemen was the only communist state in the Arabic world. What's very interesting is the fact that the U.S. has planned to put missile batteries in Yemen to protect Saudi Arabia and also to project power against India and Pakistan. You'll recall that in 2000 when the coal was bombed with a shaped charge
at the port of Aden.
Yes, attributed to Al-Qaeda. The technology for the complexity of that shaped charge could have only been produced by the United States, Russia, and Israel. And what's very interesting about that, that sort of set the model of Al-Qaeda in play. Primarily, we know that Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA when it was conducting its covert war against the Soviets in Afghanistan, 1981 through 1990. And you'll notice that Milt Bearden talks about that in his two books, who ran the covert operations for the CIA in that theater of operation. What I wanted to say about Yemen also is the fact that the United States really can't, the CIA, the Army, they really can't speak the language. Primarily, Yemen has 15 different languages. The most universal.
Yeah, it's highly balkanized. And before I forget, I want to throw this in. The head of the operations over there was on CNN Friday, and General Petraeus was saying that we don't have any troops in Yemen and we don't plan a ground offensive. I've got the New York Times reporting that thousands of U.S. operatives and intelligence operatives and special forces have been there in the last year training the Saudi-backed group. And so, again, just more ball-faced lies from CENTCOM.
Correct. And also, some of the languages would be Yemeni Arabic, Tarisi Adini Arabic, Sukhoya language, the Sinani Arabic. And what's very interesting, there's only one country with a Western orientation that can actually, that actually has a language proficiency in these different dialects. And that would be Israel. And the United States would most likely hire Israeli contractors to come in and sort of maintain the missile batteries.
Well, we know Israel, the United States, and Britain are all running around inside Yemen right now.
Absolutely. And the point is, the Yemeni government is very concerned about this because they fear for their sovereignty. And also,
that's right. The head of the Yemeni's government has said that this underwear bomber thing is all overblown and that terrorism in Yemen is all overblown.
Correct. And what else is very interesting about Yemen is that it's rich in natural gas and also undeveloped oil. So that sort of sets the agenda for the predatory capitalism of the endless war, which seems to be where our multinational direction is geopolitically now.
All right, well said. Well said. I'm out of time, Frank. We're going to come back and go to Josh, Mike, Julio, Christopher, and many others. Again, I would hope that listeners would want to talk about Bankstergate. I mean, this is a major naked patch on the belly of the dragon. And if we concentrate on that, we can discredit the private Federal Reserve and point out that it's the wellspring of most of our sorrows. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Exactly what's happening with Bankergate and how this could devastate the banking cartel that rules our planet and is the source of so much of the sorrows that we live under. I want to encourage listeners to not procrastinate, to understand that your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers are now ready to be awakened. They're now ready to start caring about the private Federal Reserve and to start caring about an elite group of banks and families that control the issuance of currency and credit unfairly, amassing power in the last century and taking over the globe. Fall of the Republic. The Obama deception. Both these films expose the banking cartel and what their master plan is for the planet and how they control the phony environmental groups to seize property and set up feudalism. You can get the Obama deception free with Fall of the Republic. You can get Endgame for free. You can get Aaron Russo, a special documentary I made, for free. We have a bunch of specials right now at InfoWars.com. You can get free Patriot t-shirts that are great to go out to the tea parties with or to meet people on the street. to wear your colors openly for liberty and freedom. We have the free t-shirt deals at Infowars.com as well. And your purchase, when you buy the video, you get the free t-shirt or other video. Also make this radio broadcast possible. Here's the toll-free number. You can call and ask about some of the free t-shirt and video deals. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Also, until Friday, we're offering 5.5 months free. You sign up for a year, you pay for 6.5 months. And instead of paying $59.95, you pay 30-something, I forget. I think it's like $34.95. Just go check it out at prisonplanet.tv. Get a whole year for close to half price. Or get a monthly trial membership for $5.95. Watch the live TV show that we simulcast in at least the last 2 hours of the four-hour radio show every day. Some days we do the whole show, but always at least 2 hours. All my films in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, higher quality archives, audio archives of the radio show with the commercials cut out, all at prisonplanet.tv. And we do this deal during December and part of January every year. It ends on Friday. 5+ months free at prisonplanet.tv. And you may know all about the New World Order more than I know. I know a lot of you do. You get a prisonplanet.tv membership and you share your passcode with a couple friends and family so they can go check out the information. Prisonplanet.tv. You download Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm. You burn them in high quality to CD or disc, and people can play it on their own computers or DVD players. It is an armory of resistance. The weapons are waiting for you. The weapons of truth. The weapons in the info war. Prisonplanet.tv or the online video bookstore / apparel store at Infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. Let's go to Gary in California. Gary, thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
So I just want to tell you my story. I used to drive for Obama when he came out to California from 2004 to 2006, and everything he told me was an outright lie. I know that guy personally. He told me he was going to pull the troops out of Iraq. He didn't do that. He told me so many stories about him. I got lots of stories. If you give me a couple minutes just to quickly tell you. First of all, he told me one story about how he started his life in a rusted-out Datsun B210, eating Jack in the Box, because I would always talk to him about how well he eats when I drive. I have a limo business, so I was driving him around. I'd tell him, "Wow, you eat really well. You get to eat all this great food." And his whole thing is, he kept telling me about how he's really interested. He saw people's money in the Bay Area and how much money was around here, and that was his main focus. Was he wanted more money? Was money and money, 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 there's so many things I could tell you about him. He shakes hand. His handshake is like a Limp Bizkit. He gave me a hug once. He invited me to his book signing party. I was his biggest supporter. I told everybody how great this guy was, and then when he got into office, everything he told me was an outright lie, and I could not believe it. I'm just so disgusted, and that pretty much woke me up.
Well, Gary, it's not just you telling us he said that. He said a year before he got elected that I will, quote, take the troops out of Iraq immediately. That's a video quote that we have in the Obama Deception. It's all lies. He said he would end torture. He would end the Patriot Act. He would do all of this immediately. He said he would hire no lobbyists. He said he would hire no donors. Went back completely on that. He said he'd have total transparency in government. Went back on that. I mean, everything he said was a 180 from what he actually did.
Yeah, I told him. I said, "I hate the Patriot Act. You've got to get rid of the Patriot Act. Please get rid of the Patriot." Then he ended up calling me an isolationist. I couldn't believe it. And he was really interested in my point of view, because I think, you know, he thinks I'm conservative. And I said, "I'm not an isolationist. I'm an American. I hate the Patriot Act. It takes away
our freedom." They always call somebody that doesn't want to pay for the empire, for the banks. We don't get the empire. Even if you're immoral, you shouldn't be for the empire. You pay for it, people. But they always call you an isolationist. Oh, you don't want to give hundreds of billions of dollars a year to foreign countries. You're an isolationist. You don't like being ripped off by foreign banks. You're an isolationist. You don't like the UN courts ruling over the U.S. and foreign treaties ruling over the U.S. You're an isolationist. No, what you are is somebody that doesn't want to be a slave.
Yeah, I don't want to be a slave, and thank God for you. And
well, tell us any more stories. Well, thank God for you, Gary, but tell us other stories of Obama in the limo.
Well, he told me, for instance, like his relationship with his wife is totally not intimate because I just had my child at the time, and I told him, you know, we chatted, and we were always gawking at women, and he smoked cigarettes in my car like you wouldn't believe, and he told me how his life with his wife is not intimate because at that point my wife was just getting over being pregnant, and we talked about, you know, women and that kind of thing, and I love the guy. I was his biggest supporter. Before, I was telling everybody how great this guy was, and then he turned out and he's a complete fraud. Everything he is a fraud. I mean, I knew him when he was a state senator going against Alan Keyes, and he was telling me about how Alan Keyes is such a schmuck and nobody will vote for him. He's got no chance, and they just threw him in there because the only guy they had available to him at the time to run against him. And then he invited me to his book signing party. 6 months after the last time I drove him, I had a picture taken with him with my wife and child, had the book. And you know what I did with the book after I figured out what this guy was all about? I sold it on eBay and I bought silver. That's what I did with his book that he signed for me.
Well, Gary, you ought to publish that photo of you with Obama, and you should on your Facebook or MySpace or send it to us, or we'll link to it. You ought to write an article about the fact that he personally betrayed you. And everybody that knows Obama personally should do that. Anything else, Gary?
I have a lot of things, but I'm just so nervous right now. I don't think I can spit it out.
Well, call back another time, Gary. Good to hear from you. Write it up. As long as you got that photo with him and proof. I mean, don't say anything you can't prove. Send it to us at writers@infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in New York. Josh, you're on the air.
Alex, nice to be on your show.
Welcome.
All right, I got a couple things to talk about. I'm going to be very quick. Just want to get into a little bit on the, what were you calling it, the Bankstergate?
Bankstergate, yes.
Yeah. Obviously, these guys got a lot of money for something. Now, what are they doing with this money? I'm going to move into, moving into wars. These guys got this city over here, Dubai. If you look, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, they're creating a perimeter to protect the city is what it seems like.
Well, more than that, they're creating a perimeter all the way from Eastern Europe, where they've got bases, all the way into Pakistan up against China. That's really what's going on, is a ring around Russia and China. And then the ring can also project power back into Western Europe, Southern Europe, the Mediterranean, North Africa, the Middle East. And so that's what's happening.
I mean, they built this largest tower in the world there. They have the Dubai Palms. They have the biggest hotel.
Sure, but that was
a
small
there.
Part of their speculation.
Yeah. That's all I want to touch on. Thank you for the time.
No, anything else you want to add, Josh?
I'm kind of nervous right now. I can't really.
But it's a good point you make. It is about protecting Saudi Arabia and those Arab Emirates around it. They are certainly a big part of this. Let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones, good evening, or afternoon to you, sir.
Welcome.
Quick comment and then a question about Bankstergate, as you call it. First thing I'd like to say is what you saw at the G20 is pretty much consistent with the People's Republic of Pennsylvania. And also about Bankstergate, do you think everything's focused on Timmy the tax evader in order to take the heat off of Bernanke and Paulson and the rest of the crew?
Well, I tend to agree with you. I mean, we can't just go after Geithner. That's the biggest point I'm trying to make. We have to point out that he is part of a larger criminal operation and that they are preparing him as a sacrificial goat.
So you think they're just throwing him under the bus and take the heat off the other two? That way when they get him out.
Yeah, they're creating a spectacle about just throwing him under the bus. They're not even sure if they're going to do that yet.
Yeah, you know, that way they could say, oh, well, we got the bad guy, and then put another bad guy in his place, and, you know.
Well, more importantly, give the people a petty victory. Okay, one of the big bankers got in trouble. No, they all need to go to jail like Madoff. They've all been engaged in scams bigger than Madoff on record. The entire derivative scam is a Ponzi scheme. But instead of the Ponzi scheme going bust, the bankers made money on the way up and on the way down.
Do you feel that this has anything to do with the audit the Fed bill that's going through?
Yes. I mean, the audit the Fed bill has gone through the House, and now it's getting more and more sponsors in the Senate because people finally know who the real government is. They go, wait a minute. Going back to Richard Nixon, it doesn't matter who's in office. The same group of banks completely run everything. Bill Clinton changes the law so they can steal all this money. George Bush expands it. Now Obama goes absolutely wild. I mean, it's the same group of people, the same coterie, the same inner group.
Do you feel anything will really change after...
Yes, sir. Listen, it's the Federal Reserve that sets the policies of deindustrialization. It's the Federal Reserve using phony environmentalism to steal private property and to take property without just compensation. They are the criminals. They write the white papers calling for world government. You want to know who the New World Order is? This is the New World Order. This is who we're talking about. I appreciate your call. We're going to go really fast through calls now. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, Freedom Fighter. Happy Monday to you. A quick comment, then to my question. Everyone needs to check out the new executive order the president signed. I think it's Executive Order 13265. They're getting set for chemical warfare in this country via... the postal exchange, the federal,
It's actually bioweapons. Yes. He says, prepare for bio attack. Don't worry. When they bio attack you, I'll take all your rights and keep you safe.
And, question about, TurboTax, Geithner and Bankstergate. I think we need to throw him under the bus. Robert Gates, we need to pressure him to get for him to be fired because, for him lying on oath on TV, he's currently on right now lying. About this whole situation. The media, I think we need to continue pressuring them. Everyone, call talk radio. I'm going to do that here in Chicago to talk about the situation. And how
exactly.
We've got to put
Bankergate, Bankstergate on the map. It's already big, but we've got to really come out with authentic information, the full spectrum of what we're dealing with, and call for all their political heads.
And I want to commend you on America Destroyed by Design. I saw that movie this weekend on YouTube for free. Unbelievable video. You get better and better by your work. And I need to figure out how can I email you about an idea I have, a big idea to exploit everything that's going on in world government. And this is a massive idea. I think the Lord's been speaking me through this.
All right, well, send it to Aaron with two A's at InfoWars.com or showtips at InfoWars.com. I appreciate your call. Yeah, America Destroyed by Design. I made that film 13 years ago. You can get it on DVD at InfoWars.com. My first film. You'll see an Alex Jones 50 pounds lighter. let's go ahead and take another call. Christopher in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So, I'm just calling in about this whole Bankstergate situation. And
good.
The other thing is, and the Fed, like, and the Fed, this whole Bankster situation with Geithner and all these other people, this is all going to be used to discredit the Federal Reserve so they can come in and bring in their whole new little, whatever their new little currency is going to be. So we're all going to get all pissed off, and we're going to stand up. We're going to go, no, and the Fed, and get all pissed off, and it's exactly what they want. And then the other thing is, I got a few other issues here, too. The Ron Paul issue, we gave all that money to Ron Paul, and what do you do with it? Where did all that money go? Every other person who's campaigning sent all the money in the first three states. And what did he do? We're gonna have an educational campaign, and we're gonna spread it over all 50 states, and we're gonna educate the people. And the other thing is, I'm looking at the website right now. You got H1N1 fear tactics up here again. I got a quote from you that says, "I have secret documents we can't post from the Austin, Texas school district, confirming that this is a level 5 pandemic."
This is a completely insane phone call. I'm going to put you on hold and then let you counter back quickly. I posted the information from the state of Texas. total COINTELPRO. Now, I don't believe you are COINTELPRO, government disinformation. They put it out, and then people like you repeat it like a mockingbird. They put it out, and then you parrot it. On record, in April, I talked to a state official who gave me the minutes of the meeting with the federal government and the state health board. And yes, I got it from an official at the state level of education. And we posted it with the names of the doctors, with the phone numbers of the doctors, saying, we're telling the public it's a level 4. We've already gone to level 5, and we're going to be going to level 6. Now, a month later, they said we were really at level 5. Now we're really at level 6. So I was right about that, and I said it was hype to bring in a police state and make a bunch of money. So that is insane disinformation right there. I mean, even when I post something, the COINTELPRO says I didn't. We posted that email. We posted the stinking thing. I mean, what planet are you living on? We were right. I said in April that they were really at level 5 and going to level 6, and then that was announced months later. I mean, what more do you want from me? And then the other 2 points, I've got to remember them and then try to briefly counter them. What were the other two? It was, let's not audit the Fed. It's a banker plan, and Ron Paul's bad. Yeah, Ron Paul's bad. He just got the audit the Fed bill for it.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We didn't have the Federal Reserve until 1913. It's partners with the Bank of England, the Bundesbank in Germany. They've already set up the SDRs. They've already set up the global government. They're already creating their own fiat currency they loan out. It's digital. And the Federal Reserve's got its big think tanks out trying to spin this thing into saying, don't audit the Fed, don't abolish the Fed. Okay, they are the New World Order. Obviously, if we try to slap them down, they'll come up with something new. We'll try to defeat that. We beat Copenhagen. We're forcing them to act like dictators now and openly say they're going to try to implement it by fiat. But there's mounting resistance. Now, as for Ron Paul, if you actually went to his campaign where they spent the money, they spent it all except for $2 million and used that for a foundation at the end to continue educating people with a campaign of liberty. And he travels all over the country tirelessly waking the youth up and going against the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. I mean, I couldn't think of someone better than Ron Paul. We asked Ron Paul to run. That's a disinformation campaign against Ron Paul. But going back to Christopher. Christopher, are you saying that we didn't write articles and post the internal email from the state of Texas, and that months after I told you we were really at a level 5 going to a level 6 from that document, that it wasn't announced that we'd really been under a level 5 and then 6, and then I was right? Or do you just listen to disinfo? I mean, come on, Christopher. Are you saying I lied about that and that we didn't go to a level 5 and level 6?
Answer my question, you liar!
I'm sick of people like you. I'm sick of people lying about our record and what we do and lying about Ron Paul. Now, I'm asking you, did they later announce that we'd really been at a level 5 and 6? Did they?
You made an emergency broadcast.
All right, that's it. I'm done talking to you. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter if I'm right. I got the state of Texas internal memorandum about how we were really at level 5 going to level 6. And I posted the stinking thing, and this guy won't respond to it. In fact, call Paul Watson, because I won't remember all the articles, and Kurt Nemo, I forget the exact headline, something, I get so angry, something like, the state of Texas document, we're really at level 5 or something. I mean, what can I do for you, Christopher? What can I do for you? I'm trying to get Geithner indicted. He perjured himself before Congress, Christopher. And I'm New World Order because I'm risking my life. Do you think it's fun going up against the New World Order bankers? You think it's fun? You won't even help yourself, Christopher. All you do is attack our greatest champions like Ron Paul and spew a bunch of disinfo. It's unbelievable, Christopher. What is your problem? I asked you a question, but you don't care. I published the stinking report with phone numbers and names. But you were too lazy to call the state of Texas Health Department's own doctor quoted in there. Or maybe you never even saw it. You just believe that I'm lying. We did go to level 5 and 6 like I said we did. I told the truth. I was right again. Holy mackerel. Zach in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First, I wanted to call and say we need to audit the Fed and end the Fed. And
oh, no, that's New World Order. We can't do that.
Yeah, well, I'm tired.
They've already set up the world government. Their argument is, oh, that's a New World Order plan to set up something else. No, we don't let them set up something else. We already have the world government. Hasn't he heard Herman Von Rompuy of the EU? Hasn't he heard Ban Ki-moon of the UN? What planet is he living on?
I have no idea. And I've talked to a lot of my uncles and grandfathers, and, you know, they always would rag on me about, you know, saying that the criminal is corrupt, and they'd say that I have no ethics, and you know, now they're all saying, yeah, the bankers need to be arrested, and I'm like, that is your shadow government, and you know, I was really calling about...
Stay there, Zach. Zach, I'm back in 1 minute, or 70 seconds to be exact, with the second hour. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, come on, people. Oh.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want?
My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ron Paul didn't want to run for president. We drafted him. It had incredible success because everybody heard about the bankers, how they were the real problem, about the inflation tax, about how the bankers were robbing us. Then everything Ron Paul talked about came true. Now, because of him, people know, because of us, all of us getting the word out, and Ron Paul, we know the bankers are the enemy. And nothing makes me madder than people then, after Ron Paul took the field, worked himself to death. His wife had a heart attack, almost died on the campaign trail. 73 years old during that campaign, now almost 75. And people sitting there talking trash about him and people calling in saying, oh, we don't want to audit the Fed. We don't want to abolish the Fed. We'll get something new and worse. The Federal Reserve has already established world government. They're already set up an international banking system. It's called the IMF and World Bank. They just tried to have everybody pay taxes to the IMF and World Bank through the climate change fraud, and we're torpedoing that. And now, in this hour, I'm going to start at the 20 after, I am going to break down my plan to bring down the bankers, to expose them. The people are angry. They're learning the source of their problems. We can do it together. But we have COINTELPRO and all their useful idiots nitpicking at anyone and everyone who tries to stand up to the New World Order. Look, you as listeners know you're good patriots. And so call for all these Bernie Madoff types like Geithner and Bernanke and Summers and all of them in the White House caught in the lies about how they didn't know and they weren't involved and Tim Geithner wasn't involved in telling AIG not to tell the public the money was going to him and others. We have them. We have them. It will just take action. But you people, some of you out there, cannot believe we can win. I've seen so many wimps in my life, in business or with their kids or in a fist fight in high school or college. I've seen so many people lay down to a bully. Well, I am not laying down. I got fight in me, and I never thought I was special. But I guess nowadays it is weird to have fight in you, to have a backbone, to have some guts, to have something between your legs. I don't understand it. You got so much gusto to criticize people taking action. Why don't you get up off your butt then and give us the big master plan to bring down the New World Order? Zach in Texas, finish up what you were saying.
Well, my daughter goes to a private school, and then we get a thing saying to go on a field trip, we have to take an ethics and take a background check. And it just sounds like Fed-induced, you know, programs to, you know, break us down. And, you know, it just makes me mad, you know, that we have to do this. They have all that public information if they want a background to check us. We don't need to take an ethics class. And we have, and then when we talked to the principal, she said it's in case a sex offender. I was like, that's public information. You know, you can look that up on anyone.
No. It's guilty until proven innocent. A lot of school districts in Texas make you thumbprint and register and go into like a little prison cell to see your kids in the schools. This is the system taking your children away from you. The federal government, all the major heads of the Department of Education the last few decades have said the state owns your children. They're going to take your children from you.
The private school, we wanted to not have to homeschool because, you know, we do want to socialize her. And but, you know, this is just, you know, crossing a line. That,
so now the private school's doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's because they're state accredited, so they go under those policies. I tried to put my kids in a private school, and it was supposedly a Christian school, and it was all about global warming, killing the earth, and how good world government is, and how bad the Second Amendment is. This was teaching 5- and 6-year-olds this. And this is how they work, sir. Look, if you don't know about homeschooling, they've all got where your kids can go a couple days a week to homeschooling groups, different homeschooling academies. They've got all sorts of socialization, their own football leagues, baseball leagues, softball leagues, soccer leagues, swim leagues, camping leagues. But just outrageous, sir. Sorry to hear that, Zach.
But you shouldn't criticize it because you're for the New World Order if you're against that. You shouldn't be against the naked body scanners because you're for the New World Order if you're against it.
It doesn't even make sense. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to simulcast the syndicated radio broadcast in the 3rd and 4th hour today, as we do every day, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in the next segment, and for the balance of the hour, I'm going to break down. Rob, you can go ahead and bring that article in if you want. I'm going to break down what the bankers are doing, the strategy for defeating them, the strategy for stopping them. They have overstepped their bounds. They have engaged in arrogant, hubris, filled thieving on the grand scale. They have overstepped, miscalculated. And just like I told you with ClimateGate, the email gate, just like I've told you on other subjects, we have a big chance to really have another big victory here. So I'm going to play clips of Geithner. There's so many. And Bernanke saying they won't say where the money is, why that's so important, showing the perjury they've now committed. The White House now saying that Geithner had no knowledge of this, the money from AIG to Goldman Sachs and others. That is coming up. But when we go live next hour, I'm not going to spend more than 5 minutes on this, but it makes me mad because I get emails occasionally on this, and I've seen people write articles about it. Christopher in California called in, very holier than thou, and I never get it when I get these emails or calls, and says, you claimed you had a secret state of Texas document saying that we were going to go to level 5 and 6 with the flu, and that never happened, and you don't have that document. When we wrote the article at the time, Texas doctor claims swine flu cases far worse than reported. And then we have the internal email sent out to health department people at the state of Texas. And it says on the email, not for distribution. And it has the phone number and name of the health department doctor, one of the head health department doctors in San Antonio, putting this out. And you can go read it, and it doesn't matter. You know, instead of us being proven right, like, wow, Alex in January, months and months before the flu hype started, said, I don't know what's going to happen, but the government in upstate New York, we have the internal state of New York documents that they're telling the cemeteries, get ready for hundreds of thousands dead, buried per cemetery, posted the full secret document with the names and phone numbers in the state of New York headlines, played the audio and had the investigative journalist on from the newspaper. That's what it's called online in Indiana and Illinois, who interviewed the emergency manager there when FEMA came in and said, get ready for martial law, over 1 million dead from Chicago from the flu. I said, I don't know if this is really going to happen, whether this is just to stage the feds taking over the states or whether it's just to make money off flu shots. But we've never seen a preparation like this. They're saying there's going to be a massive pandemic. Then April rolls around, 3 months later, 2.5 months later, and they hype up the non-event in Mexico. We expose that as a non-event. Then they say it's going to be horribly devastating here. Then we find out the vaccine's full of mercury and all this other garbage. And I say, I don't know what they're going to do, but I know this. They were preparing secretly before this even broke out. This is a fraud. And I said, here's the state of Texas document that we're really at level 5, because they were saying in April we were at level 4, and that we're going to level 6. And then it came out months later exactly what I said was true. Don't you remember him saying, oh, we were really at level 5 and then 6 months ago, but we didn't want to tell the public. I mean, I publish it with the name and the phone number, and COINTELPRO just says, we never went to level 5 or 6, Alex is lying, and he never posted the document. And then that's parroted. And, I mean, I don't toot my horn enough. We told you from Bilderberg in 2008 that they were going to run up gas prices. They were $60 a gallon, then it ran up to 150. People couldn't believe it. That was from Bilderberg. We were right about that. We reported that they were going to have some big flu hysteria in January over and over and over again. All those videos, all those audios are all over the web. I need to hire more people and just have someone who posts all the places we were right, all the places we were accurate. See, that scares the establishment, folks, that we understand their number, that we've got their number, that we know how they're operating. That scares them. I mean, imagine the boldness of COINTELPRO and how weak-minded the government thinks people are, and they obviously are, to come out in a united front for months and say that we never went to level 6 and I'm a liar, when I said 2 months before they announced level 6 that they'd already gone to level 6, because Here it is. Flu update from Dr. Gitterle, G-I-T-T-E-R-L-E. This is email number 8220. This email message, including all attachments, is for the sole use of the intended recipients and may contain confidential student and or employee information. Unauthorized use disclosures prohibited under the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, 20 USC. I mean, it's all right here. Go read it. It says, if you get an undisclosed copy, please call the sender immediately or reply by email and destroy all copies of the original message, including attachments. So we post this with the name and phone numbers for you. And the feds get hopping mad and just come out and say, Jones never posted it. And parrots go, he never posted it. He never posted it. Hundreds of websites, the day we posted this, April 30th, went and put it on their sites. It's on record we did, and record that's a lie. But that's how they operate. They think you're so dumb. And then it goes on here. During the night, we crossed the threshold for the definition of World Health Organization Phase 6 global pandemic. This has not happened in any of our lifetimes so far. We are in uncharted territory. He goes on to say, President Obama will declare an emergency sometime in the next 72 to 96 hours, which he actually did about 2 weeks later, a little bit longer than they thought. When this happens, all public gathering will be canceled for 10 days. So this is what the feds were telling the state of Texas. I suggest all of us avoid public gatherings, outdoor activities. This is how they were scaring the states to go along with it. Tamiflu is running out. Then they go into how they're going to announce to the public later. He goes on, there are 10 to 25 times more actual cases, not possible, but actual. So this is from a health department meeting. You can go read it all for yourself. So there you have it. And then I was told by this state employee that gave me this information, who I know, by the way, that they were told, as the document says, we're really at level 5, not 4, and they're going to announce a 6 in the next few weeks. And they did in about a month and a half, actually. So, again, but does that matter to the disinformation operatives? No, they just say this document doesn't exist. When we posted it that day, that's how disinformation works. We're on record in January telling you they were planning something big with the flu and telling you it was going to be a fraud to make money. And now here's the Daily Mail today. I have all these other mainstream news articles. The false pandemic. Drug firms cashed in on scare over swine flu, claims Euro Health Chief. Now members of the UN are in trouble for lying and putting out fear-mongering. When the federal government and the UN come out and put out this type of info, you bet we cover it, because they're capable of anything. The swine flu outbreak was a false pandemic driven by drug companies that stood to make billions. How many times did I tell you this? Of pounds from a worldwide scare, a leading health expert has claimed. Wolfgang Wudrig, head of the Health Council of Europe, accused the makers of flu drugs and vaccines of influencing the World Health Organization's decision to declare a pandemic. This led to the pharmaceutical firms ensuring enormous gains, while countries including the UK squandered their meager health budgets on millions being vaccinated against a relatively mild disease. Yeah, it's killed less than a third, and that's conservative, more like 10% of what the regular flu does this far along into the year. A resolution proposed by Dr. Wudrig, I want to get him on, calling for an investigation into the role of the drug firms, has been passed to the Council of Europe, the Strasbourg-based Senate responsible for European Court of Human Rights. An emergency debate will be held on this later this month. Dr. Wudrig comes as it emerged the British government is desperately trying to offload up to £1 billion, or close to $2 billion, of swine flu vaccine ordered at the height of the scare, because the public didn't buy into it. What did we do in January when they found out they were getting mass graves ready in Illinois, Indiana, Arizona, and New York State, and we got the secret documents and interviewed the health department heads and emergency managers? We said, we don't know what's really going to happen, but we've never seen the feds do this. And then out of the blue, they start hyping the flu. And we said, we don't know what's going to happen with this, but this is dangerous. This is serious business. People didn't buy into their hoax. They made huge profits off of it, but still not as big as they would have, but the government's bought it, so their profits were guaranteed. There's a revolving door between these government health chiefs and these private companies. Now a lot of them are getting in trouble and getting indicted in different countries. And so the truth is coming out. Another huge victory. If we would have bought into their fraud, they may have gone with a real pandemic. Now, let's expand on that. If we would have gone along with their fraud on Copenhagen, they would have won. Right now, they're still got their world government, but it didn't get everybody to sign on to it, and it's in deep trouble and sinking fast. Great job! We've gotten a lot of the bad stuff stripped out of the health care bill, it looks like, though it's still in secret, but they're saying the abortion clauses and some of the jail time's being cut back. And we could probably be able to repeal it when Republicans take the Congress. We're fighting back! And you bet the feds are mad and try to get us all in fighting with each other, because if they're not successful, they're going down. We did a great job on the flu, and your COINTELPRO failed, and our credibility has risen. They're desperate to destroy our credibility because they know we know the score.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. How
outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
So all that information is available in our commercial paper
program. And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No, because the reason that is counterproductive and will destroy the value of the program is that banks will not come to the
discount. Isn't that too bad?
Sorry?
In other words, isn't that too bad? They took the money, but they don't want to be public about the fact that they received it. We heard a whole lot about AIG. They're on the front pages.
These are very
now, I got banks and I have businesses in the state of Vermont who are in a lot of trouble. Not banks. Our banks, by the way, are doing pretty well. Now, how do these guys who are honest business people get it? Do you have to be a large, greedy, reckless financial institution to apply for these monies?
There is no subsidy. There is no capital involved. There is no gift involved.
Total lie. Okay, that's enough from him. We have clip after clip of Bernanke telling Grayson, telling Senator Sanders, telling Ron Paul, telling Congressman Stern, telling Issa, Congressman Issa, that they will not tell them where the money went. We're going to be playing those clips into the next hour. Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to join us to talk about Bankster Gate and how we bring down the private Federal Reserve and give the power back to Congress and stop these internationalists. And I'm going to be breaking down the strategy and how these people have miscalculated coming up. But here's another clip of Bernanke before Congress.
Lending to those banks, we're lending to the central bank. The central bank is responsible for repaying us.
So who got the money?
To financial institutions in Europe and other countries.
Which ones?
I don't know.
$500 billion, and you don't know who got the money?
The loan went to the loans go to the central banks, and they then put them out there. To their institutions to try to bring down short-term interest rates in dollar markets around the world.
Well, let's start with which central banks got the money.
There are 14 of them, which are listed in our, I'm sure they're listed in here somewhere.
All right. So who actually made that decision to hand out $1 trillion that way, $500 billion? Who made that decision?
The Federal Open Market Committee.
Okay. And was it done at one time or in a series of meetings?
A series of meetings.
And under what legal authority?
We have a longstanding legal authority to do swaps with other central banks. It's not an emergency authority of any kind.
Anything specific about it?
Do you know the...
Okay. So there he is saying he won't say where the money went. Now, we have Geithner saying similar things over and over and over again in Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception. The point here is you now have Bloomberg reporting last Thursday that Geithner, as the head of the private Federal Reserve. Now, there's Bernanke in early 2009 testifying before the House Banking Committee and Congressman Grayson, and he won't say who got the money, and he says the private central banks through the Federal Reserve, they know, but they won't say. Well, who was the head in 2008 of the head Federal Reserve Bank that makes all the decisions? Other branch banks have criticized them, Kansas City, Dallas, and others, saying what was happening was illegal. Even Federal Reserve Bank chairmen of different regions have said this is wrong. They've been out of the loop, trying to cover their butts. Who was the head guy? It was Geithner at the New York Fed. And so he's talking about, well, the Federal Reserve got that money, but we're not going to say who got it. So they're openly saying, we won't tell you who got it. And he's openly admitting the man that made the decision was Timmy Geithner. And so now we have Gibbs, the White House press secretary, Friday, unequivocally saying, and Geithner's on record saying, he didn't know that the New York Fed, the head of policy for the Federal Reserve Holding Company, it's a holding company for private banks, well, they don't want an audit. He said, this is the key, he said he knew nothing about orders to the Federal Reserve to tell AIG with the $220+ billion they were given a loan that they gave out to JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others for bonuses. He's saying that he wasn't involved in the decision to tell them to make it secret, even though the Fed chairman, Bernanke, and the New York Fed chairman, the real head of the system at the time, Geithner, are on record separately in Congress saying, we won't tell you who got the money. So they're on record making it secret. But now they've lied to the public. They've now lied to Congress. They now have made public statements saying that they didn't know that the Federal Reserve that they run told AIG to keep that secret, even though it came out, nobody's pointing this out, 7-8 months ago. Remember this? And that Bank of America actually recorded it in the meetings when Paulson in 2008, head of the Treasury, was telling them they had to take the money and had to keep it secret who they gave it to. They used Bank of America, AIG, and others to pay out their own bonuses to themselves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Now to the Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, potentially facing criminal charges, according to Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. There's a long way to go between here and there, so stay with us. It all deals with how the Federal Reserve Bank of New York handled AIG, and he was in charge of that, the American Insurance Group, during the depths of the financial crisis. It's about how what he did with them. Geithner headed the bank then. Bloomberg News reports that the New York Fed told AIG to withhold details from the public about its payments to banks. It reports AIG wrote in a draft that it paid banks, including Goldman Sachs, every penny on the dollar for toxic credit default swaps. Those are insurance-like contracts for financial institutions that aren't regulated and don't have to be backed by cash. The New York Fed crossed that line out of the report, according to reports citing emails between the two companies. With us now to help explain this and what the legal ramifications are, Judge Andrew Napolitano. I got to tell you, I just read all that. I didn't read it very well, and I don't understand it.
I think you read it quite well.
I didn't read it well. Would you help us understand?
Sure.
What
Tim Geithner was
doing?
The president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank in the fall of 2008, when the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the White House and the Congress decided to bail out AIG.
Right.
In the process of that bailing out of AIG, many, many documents were exchanged. If you went to the bank to borrow money, you'd have to fill out documents. One of the documents AIG filled out said, we owe X dollars to Goldman Sachs, and we plan on paying them 100 cents on the dollar. According to Bloomberg, emails that came out yesterday say that lawyers for the Federal Reserve Bank said, we were told to strike this from the form so that AIG would not reveal to the Treasury Department or to the public that this money was going to be paid to Goldman Sachs, because that's a politically toxic issue. Goldman Sachs making a fortune, making 100 cents on the dollar with federal funds. Now, if you go to buy a $25 savings bond from the federal government and you falsify the document to acquire that bond, you can go to jail.
That's right.
If you borrow $185 billion from the government, like AIG did, and you falsify a document, even if the government told you to do so, the people involved can go to jail.
Okay, so this is the magnitude of what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hear it from Napolitano at Fox, but also Ed Schultz is talking about this with former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. Now, remember, Spitzer, right as the banker bailout had just happened, in early 2009, he came out and talked about how this was criminal, how this was a fraud, how you couldn't have the Federal Reserve in a revolving door with the federal regulators paying themselves hundreds of millions of dollars, at least $200 million, paid to then-Treasury Secretary Paulson. Money paid to Geithner, formerly of Goldman Sachs. All of these guys formerly worked there or were the heads of it, in the case of Paulson. Okay. Now, we have them on record. This is all a confidence game. Arrogantly telling Congress over and over again, Tim Geithner, Bernanke, all of them, we're not going to tell you where the money went. We're not going to tell you where the money went. We're not going to tell you where the money went. Well, we know where the money went because they file it on their tax forms. Billions and billions and billions and billions went to each of the big private Federal Reserve shareholding banks. But the management team that got the lion's share, the people they chose in this criminal operation, were Goldman Sachs. Remember, Goldman Sachs late last year came out in a five-part series. Their internal emails got out from federal lawsuits in McClatchy newspapers that they were planning the housing bubble. They knew they were planning to implode the credit default swaps and the insurance policies on this crud, these derivatives that they rated. And so they sold all of this to Bank of America and everybody else, and AIG and others insured it. And so they paid it off with taxpayer money. They premeditatedly did this. And the documents show they did it to destroy their competition, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, and others, which a year plus ago, back in October of last year, or of 2008, of 2 years ago, all of our financial guests, Tarpley, Bob Chapman, Paul Craig Roberts, all top economists, all economists, told you exactly what was going on precisely. What came out 10 months ago, Fall of the Republic came out 3 months ago, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. What came out 10 months ago? Obama deception. What detailed all of this? My point in saying that is this is all part of the public record. The fact that Bloomberg came out and said, oh, you're excising federal documents, that's a crime. And Geithner says, no, I didn't know anything about that. The confidence man has now finally acted like what he's doing is illegal. It was always illegal. Now people are going, wait, this is illegal. Doesn't matter if you're wearing a $3,000 suit. Doesn't matter if your daddy was the employer of Obama's mama. Doesn't matter how powerful you are, son. You're in trouble. And now House panel wants Geithner to testify about New York Fed and AIG. We're going to cover all this in my strategy, my idea, to take the fight to the enemy and fully discredit these people once and for all. Because it's all or nothing. If we don't, they win. And I want to describe what the bankers winning looks like. Well, let's go to Ed Schultz, Friday, Elliot Spitzer, cover ISIS, Geithner, AIG, New York Fed investigation. Here it is.
And in my playbook tonight, I think Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has got a story to tell. And so does the House Oversight Committee, because they want him to testify about his time when he was the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. We found out yesterday that while Geithner was in charge, the New York Fed told insurance giant AIG to keep quiet about overpaying Wall Street firms using their taxpayer-funded bailout money. That information came to light after emails between AIG and the Fed were made public. Now, former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer thinks there is more skeletons in AIG's closet. He's pushing for full disclosure of the company's emails, accounting documents, and financial models from the last 10 years. Governor Spitzer joining us tonight here on The Ed Show. Governor, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Ed. Always great to be here.
I want to play this piece of tape first because it came up in the White House briefing today. This is Robert Gibbs somewhat defending Tim Geithner. Here it is.
Secretary Geithner was not involved in any of these emails. These decisions did not raise to his level at the Fed. These are emails and decisions made by officials at an independent regulatory agency.
How do you know that he wasn't involved? He was a leader of the New York Fed. So.
Right, but he wasn't on the emails that have been talked about and wasn't party to the decision that was being made.
Now, Elliot, you're a prosecutor. I mean, the White House is on record now. This is pretty dangerous territory if they're wrong, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I'm a little surprised he was making such definitive statements about Tim Geithner's involvement or lack of involvement, because frankly, nobody...
You can watch the rest of the clip where the governor says that they're in a lot of trouble at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, you notice that Spitzer got set up for visiting high-priced hookers, and that the FBI had been surveilling him for years. And that's because they knew that Elliot Spitzer was a good guy. They knew that he actually was against the Ponzi schemes and the fraud, and he wanted to make his name for himself as a presidential contender in the future by going after these people. And he wrote editorials in major newspapers exposing the fraud while it was happening in late 2008. And so in the midst of that, they shut him down and discredited him. Now, it's not good morally to be running around having sex with hookers. But what's worse, a man liking women? I mean, look at King David having people killed so he could have their women. What's worse, a man liking women or private central banks bankrupting the financial system, threatening martial law against Congress in October of 2008, if they didn't give total and complete power over to the banks to do whatever they wanted? Now, they're going to argue that because Congress said, okay, you've got a blank check, they could do this. But that's like saying that the Weimar Republic capitulated to Hitler after he firebombed the Reichstag and gave him unlimited power. Just because the government says someone can commit crimes doesn't mean a president can't give himself a pardon for barbecuing small children on the White House lawn. The government can't come out and say black people are slaves again and say, well, we say it's the law, so get out there to the farm and we're going to hitch a plow to you like you're a mule. But even in the powers that Congress unlawfully, unconstitutionally, illegally gave them, they still couldn't do this. And that's why we have the clips in Fall of the Republic and Obama Deception, where Paulson and others are asked, who gave you the authority to give yourself bonuses in the tune of hundreds of millions? And Paulson turns red and starts stuttering and says, well, the Treasury Department did. He didn't say, I did. He's the head of the Treasury. I mean, what's next? Is Paulson going to say, oh, I didn't know Treasury gave me a waiver. I'm just the Treasury head. And that's what he says. He says, well, you know, the different regulatory bodies within the Treasury Department decided that was fine and got a waiver. And the congressman says, oh, who gave you that waiver? He said, oh, the Treasury Department. Folks, they can't give themselves waivers to steal billions of dollars. Don't you understand that? It's fundamental. And so they just thought because they're wearing fancy three-piece suits and they're up there on television waving magic wands that they could get away with this. And we as a people have to point out that the bankers are the criminals. They are the New World Order. People every day, well, who are the New World Order? Well, who are they? They are the ultra-rich robber barons at the turn of the last century, 110 years ago roughly, who got laws passed in Europe, England, the United States that they could control the issuance of total currency and credit. So a handful of families, less than 20 families, were able to produce unlimited fiat wealth. So they could buy armies, they could buy newspapers, they could buy media, they could buy politicians, they could buy factories, they could buy land, but that isn't enough for them. So you look at who founded the UN, the Rockefellers, one of the chief families in banking. You look at who founded NATO, the Rockefellers, on record. You look at who set up the EU, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and the Royal Family of England, who are related to the Dutch Royal Family, who are so rich their wealth is secret, according to the Associated Press. I mean, the Dutch may be richer than the Royals of England. They're cousins, the same people. It's like if you got a French bulldog, it's related to every other French bulldog, or a Doberman, it's related to all other Dobermans. I mean, it's just one group of crooks. And they sit up there and devise the phony environmental movement over 100 years ago, knowing people care about conservation, knowing that T.S. Lewis's The Jungle had just come out about the horrible working conditions and toxic waste. And so they said, well, we'll control the opposition. We'll come in and have the federal government conserve all these lands and things that our competition owns, thus making our wealth more valuable. I mean, if you shut down your competition's coal mines or gold mines or silver mines or timber, and then your timber, gold and silver and oil gets left alone, what happens? It's called artificial scarcity. How does the De Beers with the Oppenheimer family, how do they have a world diamond monopoly when diamonds are semi-precious? They do it through force and government coercion and power. This is the world government. And that's why they're in the BBC announcing yesterday, oh, for environmental reasons, we want rationing of food. You'll get your national ID card, and when you've bought your allotment of food and shelter for the year, it taps out. And you pay us the rest in taxes. When you look at who funds the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, the UN, all the environmental land-grabbing groups, it's the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank of England, the Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase are two of the biggest contributors. They're always at the very top of the list. Generally, the top two. Paulson has given over $100 million, go look it up, just to radical environmentalist movements. This is how they take your property. This is why, as Lord Monckton agreed with me last week, they had the ruling, what was it, 6 years ago, New London, the Kelo New London decision. Did you read the decision? It just didn't say that private interests can lobby to have your land taken. It says you don't have to be paid just compensation. In fact, cue up that clip out of Australia with the Australian farmer, because the same thing is now happening in the United States and England, where they just openly say, we're taking your property without paying you. if your land ever had trees on it and you cleared it, now you can't use it, and there's a tax on any sheep you put on it. That's coming here. The UN biospheres, hundreds of miles around, major parks, you can't have your own cattle or a gold mine. This is on record. This already goes on here. And this is receivership to the banks. Play part of the clip.
Peter Spencer could easily be any one of us, a hardworking Aussie now embroiled in a life and death fight to save his home and his livelihood. He doesn't want sympathy, he just wants a fair go. Now on day 46 of a hunger strike, his family has grave concerns for his health and want him to give up his tower protest. Before he does that, he wants a meeting with Kevin Rudd. But as James Thomas found out, the Prime Minister apparently has more pressing matters to deal with than a farmer in his backyard.
The first two nights I was minus four. But the rain and the wind and the swaying all at once is just, it whips you about like you're in a mix master. I just keep going. I just keep going. I just keep going. They've got the wrong person if they think I'll walk away.
As a part of Australia's commitment to protect native vegetation and to reduce carbon emissions under the Kyoto Protocol, Peter and thousands of farmers like him across the country have been subjected to a government-imposed ban on land clearing. The saved trees are natural carbon sinks worth an estimated $10.8 billion to the government in reduced carbon emissions should Kevin Rudd's emissions trading scheme go ahead. But here's the rub. The farmers, who can no longer develop this land, have received no compensation.
They're welcome to take my land, but the Constitution says they have to pay.
Not only for him, for us as well. He's fighting for all Australian farmers.
Peter's hunger strike has galvanised the farming community. On Monday, hundreds of supporters gathered at Parliament House and at Peter's property in the Southern Highlands to force the government to meet Peter's demands that farmers be justly compensated for what they describe as the insidious, deceitful theft of their land.
Why should they take without paying?
Like bloody hell. It's not just farmers, it's people that own things. Property rights. Freehold.
Do you understand? This is already being done here. We'll be right back.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful, full-colored catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Peter's hunger strike has galvanized the farming community. On Monday, hundreds of supporters gathered at Parliament House and at Peter's property in the Southern Highlands to force the government to meet Peter's demands that farmers be justly compensated for what they describe as the insidious, deceitful theft of their land.
Why should they take without paying?
Like bloody hell. It's not just farmers, it's people that own things. Property rights. Freehold. That's what it means.
The only response from the Prime Minister's office is he has said the government does not take any notice of people taking passive protests, as in what, hunger strikes, or threatening the government. They say we make laws and rules and policy.
What did the Copenhagen Agreement state in Copenhagen? It said that you will pay taxes on land and all property, and whatever the global government wants, it will take and give to the IMF and World Bank, themselves international arms of the Federal Reserve and Bank of England, for global government of, for, and by the bankers. This is why the bankers must be defeated. They are now coming out saying they want to have a national sales tax and value-added tax and excise taxes to, quote, pay off the debt. Obama has grown the government more than any president before him, spending more than all presidents combined in less than a year. They are raping us. They are stealing everything. And the New London Kelo decision in the Supreme Court of coming up on 6 years ago states they can take your property and give it to private interest without just compensation, without any money, without any money. And they tell greedy neighbors, in the case of Connecticut, oh, don't worry, you're going to get a big chemical plant for a pharma maker. And now that big pharma has pulled out and nothing's being built. But they bulldoze everybody's houses. And all over the country, I see reports of people being paid nothing. In Texas, you get orders that, oh, this company wants your land. Here's the offer, 5 cents on the dollar. If you don't agree in 1 month, we just take it. This is all for the bankers, so we had better expose Geithner and point out that he's only the scapegoat. Yes, he's engaged in crime. We need state grand juries, federal grand juries to indict these people. We need an audit of the Fed. We need Geithner before Congress. We need full investigations. We need all those emails and orders released where they were ordering the money from the bailout directly into Geithner, Paulson, Summers, Rubin, Greenspan, Bernanke, all directly into their pockets and thousands of others, hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. Some of the CEOs of those companies, one made over $1 billion off the bailout personally. Webster Tarpley's coming up at the 8 after in the second segment of the next hour. And we'll continue discussing this and take your calls, but we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 3 minutes when we start the third hour, the halfway point in this radio broadcast. I want to make a correction. I said another name of an author. I got them mixed up. It was Upton Sinclair who wrote The Jungle. I think he also wrote Oil or There Will Be Blood. The point is I read that back in high school about the horrors of the industrialist and how they set up the environmental movement later. I was making that point. It was Upton Sinclair wrote The Jungle. Thanks to Rob Dew for correcting me on that. That's the type of mistakes I make. But all of this is going on. The people now know who the real enemy is. The people now have identified who they really are, that they're involved in crime. But here's the deal. If we don't expose these people, they're going to bankrupt the states further and federalize them. NORTHCOM is meant to ensure that the military keeps the people down if they try to peacefully stand up, so that this criminal receivership, this transfer, this bankrupting of the U.S., like the IMF and World Bank have done to countless third world countries, can be completed. We are going into bondage like Mexico or North Korea or Nigeria. We must say no to this now. This was done through fraud. They create Ponzi schemes so big, they trick the governments under threat of financial collapse into giving the bankers total power. It's fraudulent. It's wrong. And whether you're a conservative, a liberal, a libertarian, a police officer, a school teacher, whoever you are, a rancher, a farmer, an auto mechanic, or a doctor, you should know your mortal enemy is the private bankers, and it's either us or them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, January 11th, 2010. We've reached the halfway point in the syndicated radio broadcast. We're here live, noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We simulcast the last 2 hours, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, at prisonplanet.tv. We are live there as well. So, last Thursday, Bloomberg drops this bombshell. Give me a document shot on that. Geithner's Fed told AIG to limit swaps disclosure. Now, we know Geithner and Paulson and Bernanke and others are all on record. Are on record over and over and over and over again saying they will not tell you where the money went and who got the money. Once they went into holding banks, the French, the German, the British, the Dutch, the U.S., the Canadian, and others, the money we know was paid in massive bonuses and served out. But the private Federal Reserve, the holding company, and the governmental Treasury Department on record will not say where the money went. But it later came out it was given to the very people running the government that were taking the bailout money. Now, Geithner was the head of the most important part of the Federal Reserve, the New York Fed, in the fall and winter of 2008, and that's in Bloomberg. And he has now gotten in a lot of trouble because internal documents and emails have been released where AIG, one of the big holding companies they use for plausible deniability to divvy out the money to themselves, it's come out that the New York Fed told them, do not let this be public. And we separately have Geithner on TV saying, don't let it be public. Now Geithner says he didn't know anything about that. Plausible deniability. That is more evidence of fraud when on record he will not let people know and will never talk about it and says, I won't tell you. So the issue here is this is crime. This is illegal, as Judge Napolitano and Ed Schultz and many others on the left and right have pointed out. And it's bipartisan. It goes across party lines and shows how the banking dictatorship is the real problem. It appears that the New York Fed deliberately pressured AIG to restrict. Guys, give me a document cam shot. It appears that the New York Fed deliberately pressured AIG to restrict and delay the disclosure of important information, said Issa, a California Republican. Taxpayers deserve full and complete disclosure under our nation's security laws, not the withholding of politically inconvenient information. Geithner had no role They're saying Secretary Geithner played no role in these decisions, Meg Riley, a Treasury spokeswoman, said in an email. He was recused from working on the involvement, even though he was the head. He gave the orders. Involved specific companies, including AIG, after his nomination for Treasury Secretary November 24, 2008. Geithner began to insulate himself weeks earlier in anticipation of his nomination. So they take over the government, take over the private Federal Reserve, run the scam. We have Goldman Sachs' own documents. He used to work for him. Paulson was in the Treasury Department, former head of Goldman Sachs, setting up this fraud. We have their internal documents from the McClatchy newspapers that got them. They're setting all this up, and then he says, oh, I'm going to get the money, and then once I'm in government, I'm going to continue the robbery, but I don't have any decision-making in this, even though he runs the Treasury and the New York Fed, the most powerful branch of the Fed. Geithner, who was tapped by President Barack Obama, took the Treasury job in January 2009. Mark Hare, a spokesman for the New York-based AIG, declined to comment. So the New York Fed ordered the crippled insurer not to negotiate for discounts and settling the swaps. So you have Paulson at the Treasury, and then it continued with Geithner, the Goldman Sachs hood, thug, henchman in Treasury. They got to keep their people in. Continuing, ordering, this is another key, ordering government policy. They're setting government policy to pay 100 cents on the dollar on these fraudulent derivatives they made up out of nothing. Credit default swaps, insuring it, other systems. So they set up the insurance policy. They know it's a scam. They burn the building down and collect money off of it. They clearly are involved. They ran the operation. And this is the key. And they set policy for 100 cents on the dollar. This is criminal. These people are criminals.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He is a big part of Fall of the Republic. He is a huge part of the Obama deception. He has a doctorate of economics, also a doctorate in history. And we're always pleased to have Webster Tarpley on the air with us. I wanted to get him on. We've got Wayne Madsen coming up the next hour on a host of other big scandals. We'll also get his take on Bankstergate. I'm calling it Bankstergate, and I want people to understand that this is just like Copenhagen. This is just like ClimateGate. If we, the alternative media, really point out the full fraud of this, force it into the mainstream media, this could bring them down. We have Napolitano on Fox saying Geithner could be indicted for criminal fraud. We even have Ed Schultz, the Democrat, on MSNBC saying the White House is in trouble on this. Geithner clearly set policy at the head Fed office in New York. That's the head office. He clearly set policy and continued it as Treasury Secretary. Notice they swapped. You had Geithner in at the private Federal Reserve while the former head of Goldman Sachs, both Goldman Sachs executives, was getting over $200 million for himself and got a waiver from himself to do it. Paulson. Then Geithner, when Paulson left, Geithner rotated out of the Federal Reserve chairmanship of New York into the Treasury Secretary position. And here's the key. And he continued the policy of 100%, 100 cents on the dollar for fraudulent derivatives that they created. We have the five-part series of McClatchy newspapers with their own internal emails where they knew it was fraud, knew it was going to implode, told people to buy it, to blow out their competition, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers and others, so they would be left as top dogs because they had their people all over government. So they made money on the way up, money on the way down. Now, Webster Tarpley, I've got him on with us. I want him to break this down. For Geithner to come out and say, like Sergeant Schultz in Hogan's Heroes, I know nothing, I know nothing. To have him saying this is asinine when you have this continued clear racketeering by Goldman Sachs, in government, out of government. Webster has always said in both my films the last year, the key is AIG, is their front holding company to divvy out the goodies worldwide. So, Webster, I want you to go through what the bankers are doing and to explain to them. They've stolen the 28-plus trill, several trillion of that directly from the bailout. But now they want the New London Kilo land grabbing under fake environmentalism, austerity, taxes in Australia. The same banking group is laying about half the land off use, just telling farmers, get off. It's going to the banks. I just played a newscast earlier. No compensation. Excise taxes, sales taxes, value-added taxes openly going through Congress. Total raping. States going bankrupt. Being loaned money like they're third world countries by the same banks. The banks won't loan to Main Street. They want the implosion. Either we expose these frauds, have them indicted, expose them, audit, and then abolish the Federal Reserve, give the power back to Congress, and have a true package to get the economy going and to loan to Main Street. It's over. We're already into the spiral of inflation. Might as well print, as you've said. I tend to agree with you on that facet. You've got the floor. I want you to scientifically go through the history of this, the clear crime, where we're going. Webster Tarpley, economist, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. I would propose let's go back to the issue at the center of these emails, and it is the question of derivatives, first of all, as you correctly point out, financial derivatives, paper based on paper, side bets on markets, and above all, AIG, the world's largest insurance company that set up during this past decade a hedge fund in London, a deregulated trading operation in London. And, of course, in London, the regulatory environment is non-existent. There are no rules in London. New York is bad. London is even worse. So AIG set up a hedge fund in London that issued a total of $3 trillion of derivatives. That's about, what, one-fifth of the gross domestic product of the United States, more than the gross domestic product of France. So remember, derivatives had been completely illegal from 1936 until 1982 under a New Deal law put through by Roosevelt. Derivatives were simply illegal. And it took a period of several decades of work by Phil Graham and Wendy Graham and Alan Greenspan and Bob Rubin and Larry Summers, who's in the White House today, making policy for Obama, to somehow rehabilitate derivatives and bring them back. And by the end of all that, a couple of years ago, we had reached the amazing sum of a derivatives bubble in the world of $1.5 quadrillion. That is to say, $1,500 trillion, of which $3 trillion were in this AIG hedge fund. Now, when this panic started, it was clear that AIG hedge fund in London, AIG Financial, it was called, they could not pay. These were credit default swaps and collateralized debt obligations that connected this London hedge fund of AIG to the entire New York, London, and European banking community. So in the middle of this crisis in the fall of 2008, we have, of course, as you mentioned, Hank Paulson of Goldman Sachs teaming up with Obama and also with McCain and also with Palin, because she supported it too, to bail out the banking system with $700 billion.
And Glenn Beck. And he's now supporting new taxes to pay the bankers.
Yeah, right. The entire corporate, you know, globalized pro-Federal Reserve, pro-Wall Street gang, they were all there cheerleading for this bailout, right, the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, which is still going on. So the question was then, where would this money go? And this was kept secret, and that's the issue. But let's jump ahead. Where did the money go? What is it that they're hiding? Well, you mentioned the sum of about $27-29 billion. That is referring to the United States banks that were paid off by the AIG hedge fund in London, thanks to money from the U.S. taxpayers. So, again, the idea is the U.S. Treasury, under Paulson and then under Geithner, but under Paulson is where it starts, they give the money to this hedge fund in London, and the New York Federal Reserve with Geithner superintends this process. And it goes through something called Maiden Lane 3. And Maiden Lane 3 is a company that they set up for the purpose of funneling money to AIG. So who gets the money? First of all, Goldman Sachs gets $13 billion. It's interesting because at this point, the head of AIG is a guy called Liddy, and he's also from Goldman Sachs. Ed Liddy from Goldman Sachs is getting the money from Hank Paulson.
They've got their people everywhere in every administration, right, for over a decade setting up this mother of all heists.
And they're not, this is Goldman Sachs alias Government Sachs. So they've taken over the U.S. government, in effect, because they've got their alumni all over the place, including Bob Rubin and his protege, then Larry Summers. So Goldman Sachs gets $13 billion. Merrill Lynch, on the way to bankruptcy and being absorbed, gets $7 billion. Bank of America gets $5.2 billion. Citibank gets $2.3 billion. Wachovia gets $1.5 billion. So that's $29 billion to pay off credit default swaps at 100 cents on the dollar. Now, these credit default swaps and collateralized debt obligations were worth about zero. They might have been worth 2 or 3 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, but the banks just made these up for themselves.
Yes, they're manufactured out of nothing. It's basically issuing insurance without meeting the legal requirements to issue insurance, which include capital and so forth. But now it gets worse. We've accounted for about $29 billion so far. But there are foreign banks. It's not just Wall Street banks, not just Goldman Sachs.
And we've got $50 billion paid to those, and there's evidence that those banks then paid it back into the Goldman Sachs crowd again.
Partly, but yes, and I think that's one of the key motivations. But let's just give the list of criminals in this case. We have Société Générale of France gets $12 billion. Deutsche Bank of Germany gets $12 billion. Barclays Bank of Great Britain, $8.5 billion. Union Bank of Switzerland, UBS, $5 billion. So this is actually more. This is about $38 billion. If you put this together, we get up to the fantastic sum of $67 billion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was $50 billion. $67 billion. Excuse me.
$67 billion by my count, which is about 10% of the entire TARP, 10% of the entire Troubled Assets Program. goes to Goldman Sachs or the partners of Goldman Sachs, and of course, we want to stress, you know, Citibank, Bank of America, these, of course, are institutions that are just as evil.
But if you're running a criminal op, though, you want to use one gang, and Goldman Sachs clearly were the captains of this piratical fleet.
Yes, they have been able to get more political influence, but this thing is all intertwined. So the idea was then that this should have been stated. All of the information that I've just gone through, the names of these banks and the billions that they got, should have been stated on a filing which AIG was legally required to make under the Securities Exchange Act of 1933. In other words, they were supposed to tell the Securities and Exchange Commission, okay, SEC, here are the banks that we paid, and here's how much we paid them. AIG, under Liddy of Goldman Sachs, sent a first draft of their SEC Schedule A filing, I think it's called, to essentially Geithner's people at the New York Federal Reserve. And the New York Federal Reserve and their lawyers told AIG, don't make this public now. Let's hide this for a while. Let's keep this under wraps because we don't want this to come out. And Geithner is sitting on the top of that institution. Now, so far, we don't have, as far as I know anyway, we don't have emails that have Geithner's name on it. But these are all his stooges, his underlings, his staff, his appointees, people working for Geithner and taking orders from Geithner did this stuff.
And now, he's using, Webster, we got a break, we'll come back and continue. He's using the mafia defense of, oh, that was my underlings that committed these murders. Or that was my underlings that robbed these banks. He's saying, I know nothing. Though he was setting the policies as the head of the Fed, lobbying for him, and then as the head of the Treasury Department. Then we have the separate issues of them selectively using federal regulators they controlled, seizing competition banks, and then feeding and dumping all their debt into there. I mean, there's just so many crimes they're committing. We'll go over more of the crimes and where this is going.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to continue with the scams they pulled, then how we prosecute them, how we go after these criminals, because they're not going to stop here. They're the ones setting up Northcom. They're the ones running the phony environmental movements, grabbing the property. They openly finance it all. This is the New World Order. This is the globalist. And when we say the Anglo-American establishment, that's what they call themselves. It doesn't mean white people. It means the U.S. British elite power axis, London and Wall Street. I get emails all the time going, why are you talking bad about Anglos? That's not what it is. It means that geographic, those cities. Now, Webster, going back to you you were going through Geithner claiming he knows nothing about it, though they've got their people in all the positions. They're setting the policies. He moves into Treasury, continues the 100 cents on the dollar scam. And then separately we have them. You said at the time, and now it's been confirmed, Goldman Sachs was gunning the whole time for Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, and others that they use government power to shut down and eat. That's criminal right there. I mean, it's all crime.
Yeah, I think the most obvious crime right now is a criminal conspiracy with Geithner as part of it to violate the Securities Act of 1933 by deleting information. The AIG had proposed to tell the Securities and Exchange Commission, and these filings become public then, here are the banks we gave the money to, and here's how much they got, $67 billion to these Wall Street banks, London banks, and European banks. And the New York Fed and their lawyers then said, no, don't do that now. Let's not tell that. Now, that's a federal crime right there. So we have an obvious overt act. We have a federal crime, the falsification of a Schedule A filing, which is not a matter of choice. It's something that you've got to do. And these things have got to be done in a timely way, and they've got to be done fully and completely. So before we had Geithner as a tax cheat on, you know, really small sums of money, but now we're up to almost $70 billion in payments to bail out a hedge fund, a deregulated hedge fund, with derivatives, which used to be illegal but which have now been brought back. So there is the need for a special prosecutor. We need a federal prosecutor right away to go after Geithner. He should obviously resign or be fired. And above all, we've got to change the policy. You look at that $70 billion, let's call it $70 billion, that has been given to AIG. The actual amount given to AIG, by the way, is more. It's at least $180 billion. So it's about a third.
Yeah, the number I've seen in the news is $220 billion, $220 billion. But going back, Webster, and we'll get into the special prosecutor because that's essential. Everybody needs to listen carefully. Let's not forget, we have record numbers of the Obama administration that don't even pay taxes. You can't work for the IRS if you have any previous tax problem. But here's Geithner saying, I don't even have to pay because it's some international money he was making. I mean, this is just criminals through and through.
Right. This is a criminal gang. I would call this the Mussolini corporate state. Here's a good quote. The liberty of a democracy is not safe if the people tolerate the growth of private power to a point where the private power becomes stronger than the democratic state itself. That is the essence of fascism, the ownership of government by an individual or a group. Close quote. That's Franklin D. Roosevelt speaking to Congress in 1938. And that's what we have here, that Goldman Sachs and its cohorts in Wall Street have essentially taken over the U.S. government, and they're squeezing it as a cash cow. Let me hasten to add, it's not just Goldman Sachs. I would always want to remind people of the Morgans, because for 150 years, the heart of Wall Street is Morgan. In other words, J.P. Morgan Chase, the Chase-Manhattan J.P. Morgan merger. They get as much money or even more than Goldman Sachs, and they take somewhat less political heat. Same thing goes for Morgan Stanley, Morgan Stanley being that other...
Yeah, they're the mob bosses back at the palace getting the money, but the men in there robbing the bank at all the key exits, the gang they hired to rob the bank was Goldman Sachs.
Right, Goldman Sachs more up front, and of course they deserve whatever they get. So I think it's clear that there's been a criminal conspiracy, big violations of federal law. But here's the big thing, I think. You look at, for example, California, right, or New York State. All of these states are now in a tremendous budget crisis, right? Are they going to fire cops? Are they going to fire the fire department?
NBC reports they're making DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, people work free every Friday. That's called slavery.
Yeah, well, so here we had $70 billion, and really, it's, as you say, it's about $220 billion, 200 plus at least, billion, that were given to AIG for what? For toxic derivatives, for garbage, for junk paper that's absolutely worthless, that doesn't correspond to any kind of economic wealth or value
Stay there, Webster. I want to get into other crimes they've committed, and then how people lobby and push to identify the Wall Street criminals as the literal source, the fount of all of our economic problems, and where we're going if we don't stop them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system
with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Okay, your calls are coming up. I'm sure they're going to be all over the map. I would ask listeners to try to talk about the Bankster takeover. That's what we're discussing right now. If that's not what you want to talk about, Bankstergate, then please let John Harmon know, and I'll go to you later after Webster Tarpley leaves us. But Kyle, Billy, Dave, Jacob, and others, or if you want to call in about the Bankster criminal activities and how we stop them, 1-800-259-9231. We're going back to Webster Tarpley in just a moment. Geithner's been caught red-handed in criminal activity, but we can't just let him be a scapegoat. It is the entire system. We're going to go back to Tarpley here in one moment. First, I want to thank some of the sponsors that have made today's radio broadcast possible. First off, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. It is so important for everybody to move towards becoming at least somewhat self-sufficient and truly sustainable. And this is a great solar powered unit. You can run your whole house off a bunch of them, but it can run larger appliances by itself. It's a great little solar panel, the little battery system, and a controller. Just a wonderful system. You can find out more at mysolarbackup.com. Banners up on infowars.com. Again, that's mysolarbackup.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. The government doesn't own the sun yet, ladies and gentlemen, and it's now time to get involved in systems and to start training yourself to be more and more self-sufficient. Great systems, great for camping as well. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or mysolarbackup.com. Continuing with sponsors that made today's show possible, FrontSight. This is Alex Jones. If you heard of the Millionaire Patriot, he has a free handgun and 5 days of free firearms training for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at FrontSight's Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards. FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money out to get you to get this training. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of this, and so should you. Don't miss out. Go to FrontSight.com today. That's one word, FrontSight.com. Secure a FrontSight defensive handgun course plus 30 state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. That's FrontSight.com. Go to FrontSight.com and get your free gun. Okay, going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, Webster is really saying nothing new here. He's saying what he said in my film Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception. He's going off the facts, and it's now being proven even by the mainstream. So, Webster, I want to move quickly now just to bullet points, picking your brain here. Obviously, we need to have a special prosecutor, but not just Congress. We want grand juries at the state level to indict. We want legislatures that have had their pension funds and other systems defrauded by this who have standing to take action. We need private suits. It is lawsuits that have been bringing out the secret AIG and Goldman Sachs documents where they're engaged in fraud and premeditated plans to blow out their competition and make hundreds of billions of dollars off the scam in McClatchy newspapers. This is all starting to come out, but the public doesn't have a great knowledge. They just know they're being robbed. And then I add the point that it's the banks that run all our major cities that are lobbying for land grabs and more taxes and surveillance. It's the banks that fund the military-industrial complex. It's the banks that are pushing the global Copenhagen tax, where we'll pay money directly to them. I mean, they literally are attempting a global takeover with this wall of fiat currency, 1.5 quadrillion that you talk about, or 1,500 trillion, They are being exposed. They are in trouble. But let's go over more of their crimes, what they've really done, and your expertise in going after these people, the best ways for people to call for their indictments and other crimes they've committed so that the public at large is aware, so they can be pushed into the mainstream media.
Well, let's also add another name to our list, right? Because so far we've talked about Hank Paulson. That was the Bush Goldman Sachs Secretary of the Treasury. We're obviously focusing on Geithner, who went from the New York Fed, the flagship of the Federal Reserve System, really the heart of it in terms of policy. But let's also add Sheila Baird. Sheila Baird of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Now, this woman is also part of the bailout, right? The bailout comes from the Federal Reserve under Bernanke. It comes from the Treasury under Paulson and Geithner. But then Sheila Baird is the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Now, she did a couple of things. We've been talking about how sometimes institutions that are viable in themselves are fed into other bankrupt institutions that are politically better connected. The leading example of this is Washington Mutual. And this was the largest savings bank left in the United States that was simply declared bankrupt by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and then fed into J.P. Morgan Chase in order to prop them up. In other words, every indication I have is that WaMu, Washington Mutual, was not bankrupt. But, of course, J.P. Morgan was because of derivatives. J.P. Morgan is the biggest derivatives black hole in the universe. So this WaMu was seized and fed in, and the people who had that stock were completely destroyed in the process. So that's one thing that we want to investigate.
They didn't pay the people off from that. They seized it with real assets, and then the government regulators run by the J.P. Morgan Chase / Goldman Sachs pirate crew, they kept the money and then didn't, even with taxpayer money, pay back the people they'd robbed.
Exactly. Now, you talked about Bear Stearns. Bear Stearns was also fed into J.P. Morgan. I think Bear Stearns really was bankrupt several times over with derivatives. Same story for Lehman Brothers, which was then allowed to go bankrupt completely. But Washington Mutual is a really egregious case because it's not clear that they were bankrupt at all. They were probably viable. And they were fed into J.P. Morgan to give J.P. Morgan all of those deposits that they could use to offset some of their toxic derivatives in the long run. Now, the other big thing that Sheila Baird does do or doesn't do at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is the following. According to the banking laws of the United States, the big banks in Wall Street are bankrupt, bankrupt, bankrupt several times over. That means J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, a couple of others, right? Bank of New York Mellon. The top six or seven are unquestionably bankrupt. Now, every Friday, you can pick up an AP wire that says, today, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation shut down the corner bank of Podunk Center in some state. Some little bank that nobody's ever heard of with a few hundred million of deposits or assets. The problem is that every Friday we are reminded that Sheila Baird is guilty of a criminal conspiracy not to shut down the zombie banks, because that's what these things are. The big Wall Street banks are zombie banks, and what I mean by that is this. We were told when the bailout and the TARP went through that if you bailed out Wall Street, that would help Main Street. If you kept the Wall Street banks going, that would mean abundant credit would flow to companies, to industry.
But they haven't been loaning. By design, they've been shutting down Main Street so they can buy it up.
Right. So what we've got is the U.S. taxpayer is now funding zombie banks. What do zombie banks do? Well, you may have noticed, first of all, that the price of gasoline has gone up about $1 per gallon in the last 12 months.
And you predicted that a year ago.
And what is that? That is simply the comeback of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, who bid that up to, you know, almost $5 a gallon or so back in the summer of 08. Then they had to sell it off when they were threatened by bankruptcy. And now they're bidding that up again. So the thanks you get from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley for saving them is that they are now bidding up the price of gasoline, and they will bid that up as high as they can. So that's one thing they do. Parasitical speculation in the things that you need for your daily life. The second thing, of course, they do is they clip you. They clip you with late fees, deposit fees.
30% credit card rates,
right,
loan sharking. But Webster, worse than that, they're now lobbying the government to levy all these new taxes on an already broke-back country to then pay them even more money so the government can, quote, pay off debts to central banks. We're now hearing that the big banks, just last week I saw Paulson come out in the news. I saw, who was the other big one? I saw Rubin come out and call for it, a bunch of others call for higher taxes to pay off debt, much of which is debt accrued by giving them all this money. So they're in there running the government to now rape us financially through taxes.
Exactly. And this is the whole secret of Obama. About 1 year ago right now, Obama met with the editorial board of the Washington Post, and it's something that I talk about in Surviving the Cataclysm. Obama said, well, I ran on hope and change, but now I have to abandon those things. Now it's going to be sacrifice and responsibility. Wait a minute. Wall Street has just gotten, 25 trillion, whatever it is, 27 trillion, and now it's time for sacrifice and responsibility for the American people, exhausted, depleted, with our living standard cut already by two-thirds. If you look at what Obama wants to do with Social Security and, indeed, his health care plan, these are bailouts in disguise. These are bailouts to bail out bankrupt insurance companies, all the insurance companies
themselves owned by banks. And let me add this. That's why liberals like Dennis Kucinich and even the chairman of the Democratic Party, Dean, have now read the bill. It cuts Medicare and Medicaid by $40+ billion apiece every year. It puts people in jail who can't afford the insurance. It gives liability protection to the insurance companies. I went and looked. The head lobbyist for the insurance companies admits they wrote the bill, but they give them fake left cover in the media saying insurance companies don't want this bill. We're socking it to the rich guy, and the average moron, street-level idiot actually thinks this health care bill is good.
Yes, the Obama health care plan, as you correctly point out, is, first of all, it's about $500 billion cut from Medicare over a period of years. And the idea with that health bill is that you are forced to buy insurance from a private, for-profit, deregulated company which has golden parachutes, which has lobbying budgets, which has 30 or 40% administrative overhead.
Advertising.
And the goal of that is that those companies, in their own way, are just as bankrupt as AIG. They're insurance companies, too. What did they do? They issued derivatives. You can look at Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, but also then look at Cigna, look at United Healthcare, look at all of those, and you'll see that they're all in the same boat. It's just that in this case, instead of doing it through the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, and the FDIC, they want to do it through you, that every person in the United States is required to buy a product from these companies. Now,
and that's why their stock is all shot up, Webster. So Webster, where does it end? Everything the government does, both parties, is a rape of the American people. They're openly involved in crime. If we don't bring them to justice, they're just going to be emboldened for more, more, more. Wasn't Copenhagen a big defeat of these people because they openly said fake environmentalism would be their ultimate land grab and their carbon tax and a new layer of derivatives? Aren't they starting to face Waterloo after Waterloo?
Yes, again, I think part of that is international. My analysis of Copenhagen was it was the Russians who leaked those emails about the East Anglia Climate Research Unit, blew the lid off that. And then it was the Chinese and their African allies led by Sudan who actually blocked the thing inside the conference. But now, let's see what the American people can do. I recommend a march on Goldman Sachs. Let's have a march on Wall Street. We've had these Tea Party people marching on Washington. That's fine up to a point. But rather than going for the Cape, let's go for the Matador. And the Matador is in Wall Street. The power decisions in this case are all made by Wall Street. And then that is transmitted
to
the
government. Hey, that's my analogy.
We have Tim Geithner is known to have a cell phone, and he's got his speed dialing set up for two or three institutions, for Goldman Sachs, for Citibank, and J.P. Morgan Chase. So if he wants to call Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan Chase, he wants to call Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs, and then Pandit the Bandit, Vikram Pandit at Citibank. Those three, that's the state-sponsored compulsory cartel that features in the new Mussolini fascist corporate state. But again, it's that those companies own the government. They have taken over the U.S. Treasury in the person of Tiny Tim Geithner. Now, I think it's also, there's a big groundswell on this. The New York Post headline of today, "Time for Tim to Go." This is a neocon newspaper, right? New York Post. There had been already rumors last week when Chris Dodd quit the Senate. The word was already then, when knowing that Geithner was in trouble, that Dodd would replace Geithner. Of course, that's not enough. That would not be, that's just one Wall Street stooge replacing another. If you look at the Wall Street Journal of this morning, which I have in front of me, here's what they're going with. It's a deception strategy. The headline in the Wall Street Journal is, "Banks Brace for Bonus Fury." And they have a picture of Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs and how the public hates the bonuses, but the Goldman Sachs employees say that the bonuses are not enough and they're not given in cash.
Yeah, that's not what it's about. It's about the crime that was committed.
Yeah, the bonuses, I mean, the bonuses, of course, are outrageous, and, everybody can see that. But they amount to, a billion or two at the most, whereas we're talking about $700 billion just in the scandal that's at the center of this, $220 billion, as you say, around that, and then it gets up to the $27 trillion.
And then Obama will love that. He will use that to control the wages of people across the United States, but not of the banks.
Yes, so I think what we need, my recommendation is, frankly, class consciousness. In other words, we have the people and we have the bankers. The people are one thing. The people, basically the middle class and people who'd like to be part of it. The bankers are a finance oligarchy. They're globalized elitists. They're, they have no country. They go from Barclays to Deutsche Bank to UBS in Switzerland. They don't care about this stuff. So you've got to understand what essentially is the enemy. The enemy is the financier elite, the banks, in other words. They got to fight the banks.
Yeah, they are the source of everything. They're the source of the land grabbing, the police state, the wars. And we're going to come back in two segments, this segment and one other. Then we have another guest joining us, Wayne Madsen, with some big breaking news, and take phone calls from Dave, John, Joe, Sector, Mark, and others. But Webster, so much is going on. But clearly, people are finally realizing the real economy's falling apart. This song and dance about the economy being better is a fraud. And the people are waking up to the criminality. But we can't just let them scapegoat Geithner. We've got to go after the whole system, have the Congress audit, abolish the Fed, have the Congress, under the Constitution, in its role, take over the issuance of currency and credit, turn it loose as an engine of production and power for this society. And if we educate people about the bankers and the scams they engage in and put the controls in there to stop this, we can see a new golden age. If we don't, the globalists have deindustrialized us. They've moved everything to China. They're in the final phases of their operation. It's getting painful. So people are finally paying attention to who the real enemy is. Either these scam artist bankers go down or we go down. It's us or them. And that's what Fall of the Republic and Obama deception exposed. That's why it's important all of you get it on DVD at InfoWars.com and give it to everyone you know. People are ready to be woken up.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence
on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Facets of this. I mean, so many crimes. Grabbing big private banks that were solvent, stealing them, giving themselves hundreds of billions of dollars in goodies, lying about it, saying we won't tell you where the money is. I mean, if they get away with this and the naked body scanners and all these other acts of submission, what comes next? Will they demand our firstborn be sacrificed to them like other governments have done in history? I mean, where does it end? Let's talk to Dave in California. You're on the air with Webster Griffin Tarpley. By the way, we carry all three of his books at Infowars.com, including Cataclysm. If you really want to understand what's happening with the banking scam, that's the book. Dave, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I've got three quick things to mention. One is a statement, one's a question, the other one's a suggestion.
I'm going to have to let you go in just a sec, though. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, first off, I love Webster Tarpley, and I saw him recently in a European movie called Zero, an investigation into 9/11. And I've heard very little about this movie, Zero, and I was wondering if you guys could possibly, you know, help promote it or post it on InfoWars.
Sure, great. I appreciate your call. Take care, Dave. You know, I told you we're taking calls for Webster Tarpley. I mean, come on. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Mr. Tarpley, my question has to do with auditing the Fed. It seems obvious that the only way to break the credibility of the current administration and all these people that are controlling the world is to successfully get a passage of the H.R. 1207 to uncover all these intricate relationships. Would you agree? And if so, what's it going to take?
Well, I would agree, but that's only the first step. I mean, right now, what we've got on the table could take us one step beyond an audit. That is a special prosecutor that would go after Bernanke. And let me mention another guy, Donald Cohn, K-O-H-N. In hearings just about a year ago, January 13th, 2009, Congressman Grayson, you know him, he's a loudmouth Democrat from Florida, I think, but doing a good thing here. Grayson demanded to know from Donald Cohn of the Fed, what are the names of the people who got that AIG money and how much did they get? Will you reveal it? And Cohn said no. So let's put Cohn on the list. If you could get a special prosecutor going around inside the Fed, that would allow you to do it maybe in from another angle. I'm all for auditing the Fed, but here's the thing. The Fed Fed has got to be seized. In other words, take it out of the control of that.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional.
We have under the Congress and the president.
Yes, we have to put it under the Congress. That's in the Constitution. And it's simple. Expose the bankers as the criminals. Expose their fraud politically. Instead of it being Obama or Palin and this left-right diversion where we then get Palin or Mitt Romney or Petraeus for 4 years and then people get mad and throw them out. And we got to think about false flag too, Webster. You've been saying all last year and look at it now. Clearly the underwear bomber is the kickoff for new false flag. They want new wars.
Well, we also had this very interesting thing last Monday. Richard Wolff went on the Olbermann show and said that the Obama White House was convinced that the Christmas patsy from Nigeria, that that was an intentional action for various reasons. So it means that really the rogue network and their false flag operations are very, very close to the surface right now. Obama, of course, punted. Obama turned away, didn't do anything. Obama needs to start firing some people, and maybe he could fire some moles.
Yeah,
so
but John,
thing to demand.
John, your point about auditing the Fed being key. You audit it. The Treasury needs to be audited. All this needs to be public. You've got private banks. You've got private banks openly robbing everyone. When is it going to end? Final call straight ahead for Webster Tarpley. Then Wayne Madsen with breaking news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up with breaking news on multiple fronts. Going to phone calls right now. Joe in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
And thank you both for having me. Inspired me to take some action today. I just want to tell you what I did to take action concerning this Geithner situation, tell you about the roadblocks I hit, and then maybe each of you could maybe help me perfect my technique when I make these kind of calls.
Go ahead.
I called two network affiliates here in Columbus this morning to ask why there was zero coverage on the Geithner story, either on the air or on their websites. Neither phone operator even knew who Geithner was. I had to explain to each news desk operator who Timothy Geithner was. So they gave me the cursor. You sure? We'll take care of it. Thanks for your call. I emailed the CBS affiliate. They sent back a form email saying they had already covered it once. I called Senators Brown and Voinovich, spoke with both of their interns, asked if either had released a statement on Geithner. Neither had, so I suggested that maybe they would publicly want to distance themselves from such scum and call for an indictment.
Well, what you're doing is beautiful. Call in to talk radio, send articles that we write at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that boils this down. Send this to local affiliates. Send it to radio talk show hosts. We can use the controlled right-wingers thinking they're going after Obama to go after the whole banking system and destroy themselves. Tarpley?
I would say, in particular, that Sherrod Brown, right? Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio makes a big thing about being an economic populist and a pro-union guy for the working man and the blue-collar America. Keep the heat on Sherrod Brown, because this is where you can really squeeze him. How come he's covering up for Geithner and the New York Fed and these financial parasites?
Yeah, but I think what Joe's doing is excellent.
Oh,
keep it
absolutely.
Up, Joe.
Keep it up. No, but don't give up on Sherrod Brown. Voinovich is harder to get because he's on his way out.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Got to jump. Sektor, I believe, in India. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, Mr. Tarpley, great to talk to you. Got a few suggestions. I think Mr. Tarpley is right. I think we should all contact Mr. Grayson and have him pursue this further. And maybe is there any chance we can get these 18 attorney generals that were interested in the healthcare sham to maybe go after this also? And then also, maybe if you could get Vincent Bugliosi on, maybe he would have some suggestions to take these criminals down. And I started out with the Providian credit card. It went to Washington Mutual, and now it's at Chase, and they're charging me 29.9% interest. And I'm trying to get out of it as soon as I can. We need to arrest these criminals and take them down, and I thank you and appreciate all that y'all do.
Good job.
Go. That's the zombie banks. Also, notice this is why Elliot Spitzer had to be taken down with that sex operative, because this is one guy, and there are some other state attorneys general who have the same profile, that they're going to be populists and go after the Wall Street characters, and that's a place we can also begin to put on some pressure.
Yeah, they clearly have intimidated and destroyed people to send a message to everybody to not stand up. But as the pain gets more and more intense, as the abuse and crime becomes more and more transparent, they're not going to be able to shut everybody up. The positive sign is most of these bankers are buying homes in non-extradition countries around the world and clearly have been moving the last 2 years into a fully offshore profile with the belief that they may lose total control. In fact, here's Bloomberg arming Goldman Sachs with pistols, and it says they are preparing to defend themselves from riots and from mobs and preparing to basically evacuate the country. So that shows they're scared. They realize they're criminals. And they're now getting the getaway car all warmed up and provisioned.
Well, there was already a march on Goldman Sachs a couple of months ago by a bakery, the Stella Doro bakery workers, who were getting fired because they'd been asset stripped and looted by Goldman Sachs. And again, I recommend, we've had enough marches on Washington for a while. Let's have a march on Wall Street, specifically Goldman Sachs.
I agree. We'll get We Are Change and Luke Radowski. He's in that sector. We need everybody to, you know, set that up and go down there and let them know that we know they're the problem and see if the police even allow free speech because they love the bankers so much they're destroying their entire future. Webster, we're going to keep pushing for criminal indictments and a special prosecutor. All your great books are available at Infowars.com. God bless you. Thanks for spending time with us, Webster.
Alex. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, my friend. All right, I got another guest coming up, Wayne Madsen.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us today. For the rest of the hour, Wayne Madsen is with us. He, of course, has written for some of the biggest publications in the country. He is a author, researcher, worked with the National Security Agency and other secretive federal bodies in national security. And he's been breaking important news after important news up there on Capitol Hill and at the press club every day. But I wanted to get him on about Bankstergate. I don't want to just have it be Timmy Gate, Geithner Gate, because it's much bigger than just him. And how the White House has been caught now clearly lying, saying Geithner wasn't involved in any of this when he headed the New York Fed that set the policy and gave the orders, and now the Treasury marking these toxic derivatives at 100% being paid directly to him and others. Also, I want to get into a bunch of other big news that Wayne Madsen's been working on. Also, what's going on with Obama trying to block his records. Gag orders going on, the way they compromise congressmen, and other big stories he's working on. He's always breaking important news that weeks, months, and years later comes out in the mainstream. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com, thanks for joining us. Again, good to have you here with us, Wayne. Let's get into Bankstergate first.
Well, now we have several bankers talking about giving themselves big bonuses. Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs may get the biggest bonus among many of the others of these bailout banks, and people are just outraged by it all. And now we're hearing that the next target may be our 401ks and our IRAs. They may the government may want to roll those over into annuities, which is yet another cash grab at money that belongs to individual people.
And in the banking overhaul that gave them more power of a month ago, they state that your money markets or your basic savings funds, they may seize those. Those aren't insured. And yes, they're going to start taking a percentage of and grabbing your 401ks. I mean, they are just getting started in the stealing.
Well, and I wonder what, you know, where are the, where is the American people, where are they going to draw the line? I mean, it's, this is like a constantly moving goalpost. Where is the goalpost of absolute outrage where there's no going back? And I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up, but perhaps maybe if they see their money disappear, maybe that'll do it. But, you know, I'm not holding out any hopes because we don't see the media covering all of this. Of course, this thing about the 401ks and the IRAs, I got that information from somebody who has very good contacts in the Treasury Department, but it's absolutely on the table. And now we see people like former Illinois Governor Blagojevich and former Alabama Governor Siegelman complaining about Obama basically being in the hip pockets of the corporations, that he's really a fake and a phony and a fraud. We see former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer saying that this woman the Democrats are running for re-election as Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is is really not, she doesn't have a medal to serve in the Senate. I think he basically, Spencer knows about the ripoff. I think that's why they took him down. And I think basically any politician, any elected official who's talking about what Obama and Rahm Emanuel and Bernanke and the rest of these crooks are doing, their phone calls are being intercepted on a daily basis. And these phone calls are being turned over to willing prosecutors because they look they can piece together any phone call, including ours right now, and charge us with some sort of a crime.
Well, going back specifically to Bankstergate with Geithner, I mean, he's always told Congress, as the head of the New York Fed setting policy for the entire system and then his Treasury Secretary, that he won't tell people where the money went. And that's been the policy of the former Treasury Secretary, the former Fed chief, the current Fed chief. They're all on record. I played clips a few hours ago of them saying, I won't tell you where the money is. To now have Geithner say, okay, you got emails from the New York Federal Reserve telling AIG to not say where billions of dollars of money was going to Goldman Sachs' bonuses and ordering them to lie and keep it off the forms. Now he's saying he wasn't involved in that decision. I mean, we clearly have him in congressional perjury now. We clearly have the White House lying. This is bipartisan. They own both parties. I mean, where does it go?
Well, I think, you know, what are we seeing from the Congress as far as oversight? We're seeing very, very little. I think many members, we have a lot of members now deciding not to run for re-election. My sources are telling me people like Byron Dorgan, who basically complained about the shipment of U.S. jobs overseas. He wrote a book called Take This Job and Ship It.
And he said in 99, don't get rid of Glass-Steagall.
Right. And now he's fed up. He's been pressured by the Rahm Emanuels. And I think he's just thrown his hands up and saying, look, folks, this is too much. Chris Dodd, of course, is in over his head with a lot of this, and he knows it. And he knows that he won't be.
And remember last year how the White House said they knew nothing about bonuses when they pressured to have Dodd write the bill where they could retroactively still get bonuses and were exempt from the new regulations on CEO and executive bonuses. And then Dodd released the email where the White House told him to do it.
Absolutely, and I think that's another reason that Dodd is leaving the Senate as well. He got used by these people, and he knows that his career is basically over with. Now we hate to see the hullabaloo about Harry Reid saying that you know Obama's some sort of a really you know he's the kind of guy that can be all things to all people. I think he's basically saying the same thing Blagojevich is saying, the same thing. Former Governor Siegelman is saying the guy's a phony. I mean, he's not a progressive. He was elected on basically this slate. He got most of his money from Goldman Sachs and the other bank Wall Street bankers. I have to say, McCain did too. I mean, both parties are run by the same conglomerate.
And so, what do we do? I mean, clearly Obama's out in 3 years. But then the Republicans are just as deep into all of this. The public's starting to figure out that this is a bipartisan heist going on, and I guess they're just going to rely on surveillance, riot police, and NORTHCOM.
Well, I think what we're going to see in 2012 is one of those rare opportunities where a true independent candidate for president with a good got to have he or she has to have an immense campaign staff of volunteers. It could happen. It happened almost in 1992 with Perot.
If it was going to be Ron Paul, he'd have to declare now and start building the grassroots base. But some people say that he's too old. I mean, who else is there out there?
Well, I think certainly Jesse Ventura is getting a lot of exposure.
Yeah. I've talked to him privately. He is not going to run.
Well, you know, we always heard that from other candidates too. And you know, remember Perot used to say the same thing on Larry King's show, and he said, "But if the people, you know, want me to run and call this 800 number," and he got enough money, of course, he decided to get in. You know, politicians, of course, like to say that they don't want to show their cards. It's really like a game of poker. But sooner than later, people who may have the intention of running as an independent are going to have to start putting together a campaign.
Well, we'll see what happens on that front. What do you think about Congressman Issa? He obviously doesn't have any skeletons in his closet going after the Fed, or they would have already trotted him out. Grayson's got a lot of courage. Paul's got a lot of courage. Senator, the independent from Connecticut has got a lot of courage. We see some others with courage. I mean, this is the elephant in the room, though. How long can this go on? I mean, I have reports here where Goldman Sachs is arming themselves with weapons against the public and buying homes offshore. They clearly know what they've done. I mean, what's the inside scoop in D.C. you're getting on how far this is going to go?
Well, I think you meant to say the independent Bernie Sanders from Vermont. The independent
Vermont, excuse me.
Yeah. Of course, is the horrible and despicable Joe Lieberman. I meant Bernie Sanders. I know
you did.
And, you know, people like Lieberman, let's face it, I mean, these are the types of people that are irritating the constituents out there. But I think where this is going, this is an election year. We're seeing a lot of incumbents bailing out. We see a lot of positioning. Look, the corporate Democrats want to put this Kirsten Gillibrand, and she was, of course, appointed to fill out Hillary Clinton's seat. They want to make her, of course, the elected senator from New York. But this is what's wrong with the Democratic Party.
Next issue is Democrats at the state and federal level are flip-flopping to Republicans. They're leaving en masse. They know this health care tax, this scam, this bailout to insurance companies is unpopular with Democrats and Republicans, but they're so bought and paid for, they're so blackmailed, they're still going ahead with it.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of you don't see a lot of the party switching that you used to. I think people are just basically the elected people in office are saying to heck with both these parties. It does no good to go from Democrat to Republican or Republican to Democrat because both parties are absolutely corrupt right now. You know, is a third party viable? Well, we've been through all the third parties. My criticism of third parties is they're a lot like a parlor game. People like to get together, the Greens, the Libertarians. They talk about what it would be like to get into office. But you know, the actual stamina isn't there, and the money isn't there.
That's why I think criminal indictments are the way to go. We need to have state grand juries, special prosecutors at the federal level. We need to see Geithner and the rest of these guys arrested. End it that way.
And then you've got to deal with the corrupt, bought, and paid-for judges, not only on the federal benches, but on the state benches. And there's a slew of them out there.
Yeah, that's why we've gotten to this point, because the systemic corruption, like a cesspool, has gotten so thick and so deep that we're collapsing like Mexico. Stay there. I want to get into a bunch of other news and issues with Wayne Madsen, our guest, and phone calls later. There's a lot of hot issues, important issues Wayne's going to be covering on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world.
Okay, we're going to cover Blackwater, Obama's records with the CIA, clearly black ops. We're going to get into blackmail, Stellar Wind. It's come out that under the Patriot Act, they've been spying on Congress people. Same thing in the Parliament in England. When people in the Parliament have exposed it, they've been raided by the bureaucracy. So you have the bureaucracy taking over the governments. And the latest false flag info from the CIA bombing in Afghanistan with a triple agent, they said, and a lot more with Wayne Madsen. And your calls the last 15 minutes or so for those that are holding. I'm really, again, honored to always have Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com on with us. Our websites, of course, are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, Wayne, of those four things I mentioned, false flag, blackmail, Obama's records, Blackwater, which one you want to take first?
Well, let's talk about the blackmail and the fact that this National Security Agency program, which was once codenamed Stellar Wind. That was a very highly kept code word during the Bush administration. We knew about it because of some leaks that came out of the Justice Department, fortunately from people that knew it was illegal, but it's since the compromise of Stellar Wind, the code name's changed. I would love to get the new one, but, you know, people at the National Security Agency and other intelligence agencies are basically running scared because they've got their own internal Gestapo security people trying to find out, of course, who's leaking anything to the media, no matter how illegal it is. And I would point out that it's their first responsibility and loyalty is to the Constitution and not to any non-disclosure forms they fill out. Many of them know that, but they know they could face jail time and loss of their job. So it's a big risk they would take. However, Stellar Wind is still in practice. I understand Rahm Emanuel is now using it as much as Karl Rove used it during the Bush administration.
And we've seen that in the news. I mean, hints of it, that Congress people are sick of him calling up and threatening them. What would he threaten them with?
Well, you know, if you've got access to people's private conversations and emails, you would know a lot about their financial situation, whether they're, you know, their plans for running for other office, for running for re-election, things that, you know, you keep in confidence until you make a decision to go public. Well, if Emanuel has all that information, that can be extremely useful in him pressuring members of Congress, pressuring elected governors, elected mayors around the country to get on his bandwagon or else. And I understand that has occurred, and that largely led to people like Senator Dorgan and Governor Ritter of Colorado and Senator Dodd deciding to bail out. We may see other people bailing out before this is all said and done, because they're just sick and tired of this lunatic Emanuel, who likes to bang steak knives onto tables and yell, you know, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead. And
and he openly at congressional meetings, when Obama says something, he cracks knuckles and tells him, you know, you work for me. I mean, he's out of control.
Yeah, he's out of control. Now, Sally Quinn floated this, who's married to Ben Bradley, the former editor of the Washington Post. She's floated this idea that Emanuel may leave this job as chief of staff and run for mayor of Chicago. Now, I hear that may just be a straw man, a red herring, the cover up for the fact he may be leaving because some people want him gone. But we know that many Democrats despise this guy, Emanuel, including former DNC chairman, Governor Howard Dean. Now I'm understanding.
Yeah, all is not well when the chairman of the Democratic Party says this health care bill is a scam.
Right, and I understand there's now bad blood between Emanuel and Mayor Richard Daley of Chicago. Now, in that kind of contest, I'll bet on Daley to win out. Emanuel may be in a lot of trouble, and he may be since he's obviously insane, he may just be reaching out.
He does act mentally unstable. Just when I'm watching him in the background on a news feed, he does act like an insane person.
Yes, and you know, it's like a trapped wild animal. They're going to lash out. So, you know, be far away from what he does. So this idea that he may be threatening Daley with running for mayor of Chicago, I think is bravado on his part. I think he's looking at the end of his political career. And, you know, he had designs to eventually become Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Amazing. So clearly they are threatening and intimidating and using NSA intercepts to get the health care legislation through.
And everything else that's on their agenda. It doesn't matter, and I would say this even plays in to the Middle East policy. Now, George Mitchell has threatened Israel with cut off of their loan guarantees, and I would bet that Mitchell's phone call transcripts are now sitting in front of Emanuel.
All right, let's look into Obama's CIA background, blocking his BIA information, and then we'll get into false flag and Blackwater. Big developments there with Wayne Madsen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We're going to cover three big issues that Wayne's been burrowing into. Just an amazing investigative journalist. So honored to have him part of our team. Before I do that, I want to thank a few of the sponsors that have made this hour possible. One of them is a Cola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean drinking water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Cola Blue, with their Cola Blue 28 and their brand new Cola Blue 30 machines, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day right out of the air you breathe. The water, once generated, passes through 7 in the Cola Blue 28 or 12 in the Cola Blue 30 stage filtered process, including reverse osmosis, carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking, no chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride we spend so much time talking about on the show. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at colablue.com or by clicking on the banner at infowars.com or give them a call at 800-691-6043. That's colablue.com or 800-691-6043. Take action today. The purest, cleanest, best water you can get, period. Also, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. They don't sell you ancient 10-year-old crud. It's all packed on a weekly basis, huge prepared food lines or raw food lines. They have organic, non-GMO, non-hybrid, incredible deals, and so much more. Check out their new and improved. It was already great, but now it's just amazing. With all the videos and audios and materials at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that's the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you own your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Also great for camping and things like that, eFoodsDirect.com. And don't forget our guest, Wayne Madsen. A lot of stuff on his site is free, and he is a pundit on international television, writes for major publications, but a lot of incredibly amazing information is available for subscribers at WayneMadsenReport.com. Okay, Wayne, let's get into Obama and his records. Now, almost a year into his administration, we're 2 years into people trying to get him. No president's college records, business records, the first jobs he had. This is treated as a matter of national security. And we know he's connected into BIA, which was a known CIA front. Let's talk about Barack Obama.
Well, we have to go back in time to 1981 when Barack Obama was known as Barry Satoru. His mother, Ann Dunham, had remarried an Indonesian man, and they had moved to Jakarta. Now, Obama in those days was traveling on a Pakistani passport under the name of Barry Satoru. He went to Pakistan in 1981. and was hosted by the family of Muhammad Bian Sumro, who, believe it or not, became president of Pakistan after the resignation of General Musharraf in 2008. So this was the family, obviously a family that was very close to the CIA at the time, because we have to remember what was going on in Pakistan in 80 and 81. Brzezinski, then followed by the Reagan administration, Bill Casey of the CIA, was of using Pakistan as the main base for the Afghan Mujahideen war against the Soviets who had invaded Afghanistan. So this was a hotbed of CIA activity. Obama, or Satoru, apparently went partridge hunting with the Sumros. This is what the claim is, anyway. I understand he also traveled into India across the Pakistan-India border. What he did in India is anyone's guess. So we have basically someone who is traveling to Pakistan whose stepfather, Lolo Satoru, was an Indonesian military officer who helped Suharto take power in a military coup, and General Suharto was basically run by the CIA. Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, was with the Ford Foundation and USAID. USAID is a known cipher for Central Intelligence Agency activities around the world. She was in Lahore, Pakistan, at the same time her son was. We do know that Obama, after graduating from Columbia, went to work for Business International Corporation, which was a documented CIA front activity, and he was involved in publishing two newsletters, excuse me, Financing Foreign Operations and Business International Money Report.
Yeah, take some time out there, drink a glass of water, Wayne Madsen. And so Obama from the beginning, Foundation, CIA run, and they're blocking the release of these records. There is no doubt this guy has been groomed for big things from the very start. We now see what that is. Left cover to come in and convince the left to go along with the New World Order. Please continue, Wayne Madsen.
Well, as I said, we have a president with this these obvious holes in his background, and we have a president who is refusing to disclose his transcripts from both Occidental in Los Angeles, where he was an undergraduate, and from Columbia, where he finished up his undergraduate work before he went to law school at Harvard University. Why won't he release those records?
We know this. He's a fully compromised individual. And in a world of black ops, in a world of shadow government, they wouldn't let him into any sort of power if he wasn't fully compromised.
Well, I believe this is the idea. This is what people are fearful of. We had a problem with George W. Bush because, remember, he said anything in his early youth was off the table. Then later we found out he was, busted for cocaine possession. He was basically a drunk. Had problems with DWIs, but this information we had some records of just from arrest records, if anything else. But with Obama, we have basically concerted effort to keep these what should be records in the public domain secret.
And any time the system wants to torpedo Obama, if he ever gets out of line, they've got this mausoleum full of skeletons to bring him to his knees. Shifting gears to false flag terror with the underwear bomber, new developments there with your intel sources, and expanding on that as well, the false flag event you were telling me during the break, and I've also seen this in the news, the residue of the bombing of the CIA command base, having the residue of Pakistani ISI.
Well, we know, and now it's being reported in the Indian press, that a forward-based Chapman, which was where the bomb went off, the residue shows that it was from Pakistani ISI known previous bombing. So nothing happens with the ISI without the CIA knowing about it.
So why would that be done? Kind of like a Pentagon attack or a Fort Hood event to get the military all riled up and in support of retaliatory and expanding events, military sorties into Pakistan?
Well, we know even prior to the bombing in Khost, one of the generals over there was saying that the whole U.S. intelligence operations in Afghanistan were totally messed up. There was a big morale problem. So what better than to have an attack against a CIA base to bang the drums for reprisal attacks? We now know that this guy was a triple agent. He was well known as a jihadi website blogger, we're told, but he was press ganged into service with the Jordanian intelligence service by a distant relative of the Jordanian royal family.
So, all right, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, add to that point, and then I have another question.
Oh well, so we have this officer, Jordanian officer Sharif, who brings this guy Balawi into the CIA employment in Afghanistan. And where was the vetting? The vetting, now we find out that some of the residue explosive material at Camp Chapman was from ISI sources. Was this the CIA sacrificing some of its own agents to push a political agenda, which would make it yet another one of these false flag attacks?
Well, we know the MO of these people always shows this. Going back to Blackwater, going back to the White House trying to persecute reporters and their sources, what you said literally 5 years ago, what Tarpley said, what many others said 5-6 years ago, has now been confirmed that Blackwater was running hit teams. They say they were themselves. They would, just a few years ago, they threatened to sue you if you said that. Now they're just out in the open admitting they're running hit teams all over the world. All this corruption coming out of Blackwater. Blackwater's set to get a $1 billion contract. Obama is fully embracing them. I want your comment on that. And then secondarily, I ended up getting contacted by somebody who said that Colonel Anthony Schaefer wanted to be on the show of Able Danger. And then he came on and said, I agree with the 9/11 investigation. I agree with people that think something's going on here. I can't tell you everything I know, but the government allowed these attacks to happen and they wouldn't let us go after Al-Qaeda because they want their own private army, Blackwater and others. And so they don't want our own army going after these people. So what's going on with Blackwater right now? A, and then B, what do you think of what Schaefer has to say, tying it into Sybil Edmonds?
Well, I definitely think that Blackwater was basically used as a CIA proprietary. Eric Prince, of course, already had a lot of money. He inherited from his father, Edgar Prince, a big automotive a tycoon. So there was money already there, and Prince comes along, sets up this operation. The CIA uses it. Prince hires a lot of former CIA officials into Blackwater. Then he's doing these puff piece interviews for Vanity Fair. He's really looking for sympathy. I think what he's doing is graymailing. He's graymailing the CIA, saying, look, if you continue to allow me to be prosecuted or threats of prosecution, my employees to be prosecuted, lawsuits, I'm in a position to expose a lot more than us just trying to kill some guy in Hamburg and AQ Khan in Pakistan and running other hit squads.
And then he ups the ante and says, give me a $1 billion contract.
Exactly, and this is what he's doing. This is called graymailing. Oliver North did it during his trial. That's why they threw all the charges out against North, because he was in a position to bring down the Reagan administration. It's really the same thing here. It's the same tactic being used. And Prince is using it, I would say, with a lot of advice from people at the CIA, urging him on. We want you to be out there to make these gray mail threats so our other covert operations can be safe and secure.
And he's not worried about having a kayak accident.
I don't think so. I think Prince is basically doing this with a wink and a nod from people in the CIA, because he knows that the members of Congress, the intelligence oversight committees, are going to get the message loud and clear about graymailing, and so is the Obama administration. Hence, we see that they're prepared to give him this big contract to train the Afghan.
And notice now, it doesn't matter how many of his employees get indicted, how bad it gets, they say Blackwater's suddenly wonderful again.
That's right. And what we know about their activities, I see Judge T.S. Ellis here in the Eastern District of Virginia, what's known as the CIA rocket docket in Alexandria, threw out the lawsuits against Blackwater. But there was a John Doe 2 and a John Doe 1, former Blackwater employees, that said this company was involved in everything from child prostitution to tax evasion to money laundering to drug smuggling to weapon smuggling. You name it, this company was involved with it. And, of course, Prince knows that. And that's why he's basically graymailing. I call it blackmail. I think letting him off the hook by calling it graymailing, but blackmail is illegal. So he's going to get, you know, he's graymailing the government and saying, look, I can release even more if you Justice Department lawyers want to play games with me.
And clearly, the Army is in a turf war. They don't like Blackwater.
No, and most uniformed people don't, not only because of the wage the disparity between the low wages paid to our military uniformed personnel as opposed to the money that the Blackwaters of the world make, but also the fact is when these mercenaries in their civilian garb commit an atrocity, the retaliation, people are going to look for the guys wearing the American patch on their uniform, and they're the ones who are going to get retaliated against. And the uniform personnel are sick and tired of being the targets for atrocities committed by these mercenaries like Blackwater and the others out there. And I've been told this by people actually long before Iraq and Afghanistan, when some of these mercenaries were starting to show up in Africa. Uniformed officers were telling me that they despised the presence of these people on the ground.
Well, look at what Sybil Edmonds says she got. She was listening to the FBI intercepts at the FBI, and it was the CIA involved in child kidnapping, involved in narcotics trafficking. These people are just pure evil. Let's take a call or two here. Let's talk to Mark in Georgia. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi. God bless you. You're ever in our prayers. I guess I've used that one a few times. This may be a bit off topic. Thoraten is the Greek word that's translated as beast in Revelation 13. I believe we're looking at the rider with the scales, which when people are hungry and homeless and desperate, they may do things that they would not otherwise do. I think we need to recognize that this system is not merely corporeal, and I understand you're getting upset about things that people have said before that sounds defeatist. I think we want to clarify. Every pocket of resistance that does not bow to the beast is a victory. And their victory,
Mark, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, but I'm going for questions here for Wayne Madsen. Paul in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Go ahead.
Yes, my issue for question for him is about the brain scanners. And I'm one of the groups that's going to target with it, actually. You might say this is immoral, but I certainly don't think it should be criminal. I'm a racist, and I have severe concerns about that when I walk down the street one day and look at a black person hostily, I'm going to get arrested.
All right, let me stop and get a comment from Wayne. This is all quackery. What they do is they say these defense companies make money off the body scanners. Now they say brain scanners. It's like lie detectors. It's just a new quack machine to say you're guilty. Wayne Madsen.
Wayne, I just wonder how much money Michael Chertoff, who's got a financial stake in the body scanners, has in these brain scanning machines. I understand Homeland Security is considering them. It should be stated that Chertoff still is a paid consultant to Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, just like John Negroponte is still consulting over at the State Department. These are outrages, more outrages from Obama.
Yep, we'll be back. More calls.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Should have gone to calls earlier. I just greedily want to sit here and ask Wayne Madsen question after question and issue after issue, but we're going to continue throughout the week with more extremely powerful and informative guests. I'm just going to leave it at that for you this week. We got some giant groundbreaking guests lined up here on the show. Michael in Illinois, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen at WayneMadsenReport.com. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey guys, cool. God bless, first of all. I want to ask about the whole Fed audit situation and what makes you guys think that if there is an audit, we've seen the lengths these guys will go to cover their tracks. What
okay, nothing's perfect, but we're identifying the bankers as the oligarchy, and Congress has the purview to run our banking system and our currency and credit, and so we want it back to Congress because at least it's public and accountable. Wayne Madsen.
Well, certainly, anytime you have an audit of anything, you're going to be able to get documentation. It's the same thing why I favor civilian trials of these so-called terrorists, because through discovery and cross-examination, we're going to get a lot more information about who they're working for and their networks than we would get from a military tribunal. Same thing with an audit by Congress. We're going to get a lot more information and documentation about who the real criminals are in this bank fraud that we've
seen. Wayne, I mean, the spin out there has been don't audit the Fed. They'll win if you do. The Fed is fighting with everything they've got to not be audited, And, I mean, Michael, what are you getting at? We just let them continue on? We don't audit them? We don't try to abolish them?
I think we should go after them criminally, like you said. I
agree, but an audit will get them criminally. Wayne?
Absolutely. You have to get the documentation. You know, before the IRS decides to indict somebody for tax fraud, they audit them. So it's the same thing here with the Federal Reserve. You can't just say they've committed criminal acts without, you've got to have evidence. And you only can get that kind of evidence because we're dealing in very complicated financial systems. You're only going to get that evidence through an audit.
But, I mean, Michael, I understand your point. You want something more. But Ron Paul has said, you audit the Fed, you abolish them. We know all the fraud they've engaged in. Once we have it all, look at Geithner in these emails. He's about to go under. Believe me, we want it all, don't we, Wayne?
Absolutely. But you got to start somewhere, and an audit sounds perfectly reasonable.
And notice for 2 years the Fed fighting an audit and now starting to lose, that makes them look really guilty, doesn't it, Wayne? The fact that they're like, no, don't look.
Well, if they act like they've got something to hide, they probably do.
Michael, anything else?
Yeah, if you said Obama is compromised and obviously is, What is the likelihood that he's been set up to take a fall no matter what if there's too much heat that comes down?
I agree. They always flush presidents down the toilet. That's why we point out when he was powerful and a rock star, he was a betrayer. And my films that Wayne is in, Fall of the Republic, we say now look out. It's the next guy you got to worry about.
And we saw that with Jimmy Carter, how they basically used him. And, you know, here was a guy who, once he served their purposes, they got rid of him and replaced him with Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, nobody said this was easy, Michael. It's generally educating the public about how things really work. As Thomas Jefferson said, educate the public. Liberty will flow from that. And educate them about the ways of elites and how they operate, and we can stop them. I appreciate your call. Sorry to Terry, Ralph, Kip, and others. Call me back tomorrow. Retransmission is going to be amazing in the first hour as I break down Bankergate. That starts in just a few minutes on the audio streams at Infowars.com on the AM and FM dial. Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Good to be with you.
Take care, my friend. Great job, crew. We'll be right back on the other side in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast.